or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Back in Las Vegas ballpark for our Hash House at Go-Go pregame show, Matt Never joined by Aviators manager Fran Reardon. Fran, Jack Cushing on the mound tonight. He's making his third straight start at home, looking to get him comfortable in the friendly confines. What's one area where you're going to look for Jack to make a vast improvement tonight?
Well, I think if Jack can keep the ball down, if he can work the edges, if he can change eye levels, he's going to have success, because that's who he has to be as a pitcher in this league. And you know, that's who he was in his one really good start, and I just think he needs to keep the baseball down and work the edges of the plate.
And one thing that has been going well on the mound recently is the bullpen. What are some of the main prospects that have been doing a great job on the mound? What are some of the things that have gone well for the bullpen after the last calendar week or so?
Well, the bullpen's been a real bright spot the last week. You have guys like Aaron Brown and Garrett Acton, Domingo Tapia. Guys that are just coming in and being aggressive, attacking the strike zone, attacking hitters, landing their breaking balls for strikes, and being aggressive with their fastball. And anytime bullpen guys are comfortable doing that, then you're going to have good results.
And we'll keep it on the pitching here. Taylor Hearn going tonight in his first start since April of 2019 for Round Rock at the minor league level. What are some of the things you're going to be looking for Hearn tonight? And I guess just a brief scouting report on the left-hander.
Well, I mean, he's very experienced. He's got good stuff. He's been around for a while. He's a very physical pitcher. He's aggressive, and he's going to come after us. And you know, we've struggled a little bit with the left-handed starters that they've thrown at us, and we have to make some adjustments tonight. Get the baseball up, get the baseball over the plate, and use the whole field.
And one batter that has really been on a tear recently offensively is Christian Lopes. Is it a matter of just getting in the lineup every day, or is there a definite change that he's made that's led to his recent success?
He's been working really hard with our hitting coaches, Brian McCarn and Jason Hart, just to make some mechanical changes, you know, looking at video, seeing that some of the things that he was doing when he was having success earlier in his career, he had kind of gotten away from. So the last couple of weeks have been a really, really positive time for Christian, and he's starting to get some results, and he's swinging hot bats, so hopefully that continues for him tonight.
And from one Christian to another, our final question involving newcomer Christian Pache made his first start last night. It was an interesting evening for him in the outfield, but a lot to like at the plate. What did you think of his debut?
I thought he played really well. He made a couple of good plays in center field. He threw a runner out at second base. This is a very different center field than the Oakland Coliseum, and the ball carries a little bit more, so he had one play where he took a couple of false steps in and had to recover, but he's so athletic, and he's such a good defender that he was still able to make the play. Offensively, you know, he comes out in his first Triple-A game with Oakland with a walk and a sharp single, and, you know, we're looking for him to bring that consistency that he needs to achieve before he can go back to the big leagues and achieve that consistency there. And he made a great start last night doing that.
He's Aviators manager Fran Reardon. Thanks so much for stopping by the Hash House at Go-Go pregame show.
Anytime, Matt.
Starting lineups when we return.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at clubridelv.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Moments away from first pitch here in the middle game of three between Round Rock and Las Vegas. Starting lineups first for the visiting Express. After a night off last night, Bubba Thompson starts off the batting lineup. It'll play in right field. Ezekiel Duran makes his second straight start in center, batting second. Steele Walker, designated hitter, bumped up to the third spot in the lineup by manager Matt Hagen. Andy Ibanez, the third baseman, will bat in the cleanup spot. Josh Soleil, number five hitter out and left. Elier Hernandez plays first base and will bat sixth, with the switch hitting second baseman Nash Knight batting seventh. Ryan Dorrell, the penultimate hitter in the starting nine, batting at the eighth spot, playing it short. Jack Kruger, the catcher, rounds things out. For the Aviators, Luis Pereira leads things off and will play in left field. Christian Pache back out in center field, batting second in his second game with the Aviators. Shea Langeliers has settled in nicely to the number three hole in the lineup. He'll do the catching for the 66th time on the year. Termes Garcia in the cleanup spot, batting only today, serving as a designated hitter. Matt Davidson at third base, batting fifth. Vince Fernandez out in right field, hitting sixth. It's Billy McKinney making his fifth start of the year at first base. He'll hit seventh. Kevin Smith at short, and Christian Lopes rounding things out in the starting nine behind Jack Cushing, with the Aviators out on the field right now, getting their warm-ups in ahead of first pitch. Cushing entering into his fourth start with Las Vegas. 25-year-old out of Georgetown, 6'3", 205 pounds. He's made three starts, last two at home. Mixed results, a 1-1 record, and a 12-1-9 ERA. His last time out against Albuquerque lasted just 3 1/3 innings, but it was his second start of the series against the Isotopes, and in the opening game of the set that the Aviators won, Cushing was dominant, striking out 7 over 5 innings while giving up just one run on two hits. So Cushing looking for a bit more dependability. Fran Ridden said it best, he's just looking to change eye levels and keep the ball in the yard. He'll be opposed by Taylor Hearn, who will take the mound in the bottom of the first inning for the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate, the Round Rock Express. Hearn making his first minor league start since April 20th of 2019, when he takes the hill in the bottom of the first inning. Our umpiring crew this evening, the arbiter of the ABS behind home plate, Luis Hernandez, Mike Snover down the first base side, and the crew chief, Darius Gani, currently straddling the third base line. Cushing back atop the mound with the Aviators rocking their home white-on-white digs, the primary home uniforms, but alternate caps and socks tonight. A blue cap, white bunting on the front, the Aviators logo, and the red socks. Here's Bubba Thompson in from the right. Swings at the first pitch. Pops it up down the right field side. Heading into the corner is Fernandez. Right fielder runs out of room. It'll drop in the third row. The sixth section of seats jutting out on the first base side. A perfect 7:05 on time first pitch with picture perfect weather. 101 degrees at time of first pitch. Not a cloud in the sky as the wind blows the straightaway center field. Thompson lines one to right. That'll drop for a base hit. Picked up on two hops by Vince Fernandez as Thompson shot two balls to the right side on the first two pitches he sees. And on first, and a threat right away for the Round Rock Express. Ezekiel Duran heads in for the right side, playing in center field for the second straight game. Duran, in now five games against Las Vegas, has played third base, second base, or rather shortstop, and now two games in a row in center field. Thompson off of first. PCL stolen base champ to this point. Out of the stretch. First pitch fastballs in for a strike to Duran. Thompson on first, 37 of 39 in stolen bases so far this year. Was caught stealing for the second time earlier in the set. It was Shea Langeliers throwing him out back on Tuesday. Fakes a steal. Duran swings and can't connect. It was a check swing he tried to hold up. Just kind of flipped the bat head around after the slider was way outside. Count quickly, nothing and two to Duran. Four hits and 14 at-bats so far at the AAA level, all against Las Vegas. He was 3-for-4 with a two-run home run in the win last night. Here's Cushing set. Here's the nothing and two pitch. Duran takes the slider outside. A good waste pitch on nothing and two. Duran, two home runs, three RBIs in the last four games. Comes after he spent 16 games with Texas, his first taste of big league action. Promoted straight from Double A, where he was tearing it up for Frisco. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Cushing blows a 90-mile-an-hour fastball by Duran, and he sets down one of Texas's top prospects for the first out. Steele Walker works his way around to the left-handed batter's box. Walker doing the DHing tonight. Comes after he was in right field last night and was 0-for. Three groundouts and a flyout among his four putouts. He's 0-for his last seven after not having a hit on Thursday night as well. Right on left matchup begins 1-0 as he takes outside for ball one. Walker wearing number zero. 25-year-old out of Prosper, Texas, making his second stint with Round Rock. Spent the end of the 2021 season in AAA. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield. Throw to first base is late. It's Billy McKinney slapping a tag on Thompson, called safe by Mike Snovert on the first base side. All alone on the left is Matt Davidson. Or actually, Davidson flipping it over. He's on the second base side, so it's the shortstop Smith all alone. Thompson fakes a steal. So the 1-0 fastball misses outside from Jack Cushing. Behind Steele Walker, two balls and no strikes. Five-pitch mix for Cushing, including a fastball and a cutter. Also throws a slider, a changeup. Every now and then, he'll flip a curveball in. Deals a fastball on 2-0. He misses just off the outside. Walker well ahead, three balls, no strikes. The opponent's batting 380 off of Cushing through 10 and a third innings at the AAA level coming into the night. He's looking to drive that number down this evening. Here's his 3-0 out of the stretch. Walker takes outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk will put runners on first and second base with one out. Double play still active anywhere around the infield. Cushing looking to spin up a double play ball off of Andy Ibanez. If Cushing were to get a double play ball here, it would be his first with Las Vegas, as he has been more of a fly ball pitcher throughout his career. So about five home runs among the 19 hits, now 20 that he's given up. Thompson single to lead it off. Here's Ibanez. Right-handed hitting third baseman takes a fastball over the middle for a called strike one. In 13 games since being sent down from the Major League club, Ibanez just 8 of 48. He's got a home run and a double among six singles in 48 at-bats. Runner breaks for third. It's a double steal. Ibanez goes the other way, hitting against the shift. Rolls one into right field. Thompson's going to score easily as Fernandez scoops it up. That's how you do a hit and run to perfection. Ibanez goes the other way, and Round Rock jumps out to a 1-0 lead in the first. It was a double steal compounded by a little roller the other way. Ibanez did not make solid contact. Cue shot off the end of the bat that was just past Christian Lopes, who was running to second base to cover the bag. So a first inning run for Round Rock. Second straight game, and fourth out of the last five that they've scored in the first two innings. The early offense has been there for Round Rock. Runners in the corners with one down for Josh Soleil. Wide open stance from the left-handed batter's box as he takes a fastball, trailing downstairs at 90. Soleil was in the lineup last night as a designated hitter. He was 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Walker off third. Ibanez off first as the changeup goes way outside for ball two. Soleil moving ahead. Cushing falling behind. Thompson led it off with a single. He then struck out Ezekiel Duran. A walk and a hit and run base hit later. Here we are. Knee-high fastball perfectly placed over the outer third. That's a called strike one for Cushing. 15 pitches. That's his eighth strike. He is typically a strike zone filler. 75 pitches over 3 1/3 innings in his last time out. 50 of them were strikes. The 2-1 to Soleil. Swung on and slapped straight back over the head of the on-deck batter. That's Elier Hernandez. So from 2-0 to 2-2, Cushing looking for one pitch to get past Soleil. Soleil with 24 strikeouts in 18 games. He is a free swinger, if nothing else. They're shifted to the right against him. McKinney holding on at first. It's Davidson all alone and left. Now field deep as the throw goes to first base. Back in head first and safely is Ibanez. 2-for-2 and steal tries is the infielder who's played both third and first base against Las Vegas. This is the fifth straight game that these two have matched up, but it's the second straight here in Vegas. The count 2-2. Cushing rocks and fires. Soleil swings and misses at strike three. Offering up at a fastball elevated out of the zone. Two strikeouts in the first, the only two outs so far. And with runners in the corners, two down, and a run already across in the top of inning number one, here's Elier Hernandez. .281 batter is Hernandez. 8 home runs, 29 more driven in. Right-handed batter with an open stance. He swings and misses at a first pitch slider way outside at 81. A good mix for Jack Cushing as far as the pitch selection. Definite differentiation between the slider and the cutter. He threw the former there. He deals out of the stretch on 0-1. Hernandez checks the swing. It's another slider, just a bit lower than the last offering. Hernandez able to hold up on a check swing, and the count goes even at 1. 27-year-old Elio Hernandez hails from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Cushing out of Flower Mound, Texas. Runner fakes a steal for first. Hernandez hits one foul on the ground. Pushed it the other way down the first base side. The count goes quickly, a ball and two strikes. Cushing trying to limit the damage here in the first inning. Count a ball and two strikes. Jack Cushing set at the belt. He lifts the leg, fires, and a curveball goes down and away for ball two. Flower Mound just outside of Dallas and not too far from the hometown of Taylor Hearn, who's starting tonight for the Round Rock Express, Royce City, Texas. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So a three strikeout first inning. All wrapped around a run on two hits and a couple of runners left on. And the Aviators coming to bat for the first time, trailing Round Rock by a 1-0 score.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Aviators come up for the first time in the home half of the first inning, trailing the Round Rock Express 1-0. Matt Nebert in for Russ Langer on a Saturday night. A packed house watching Luis Pereira set to lead things off against the left-hander for Round Rock, Taylor Hearn. Hearn making his first minor league start since April of 2019. The 6'6", 240-pounder from just outside Dallas. Aviator starter Jack Cushing from Flower Mound on the northwest side of Texas and Royce City about 20 minutes to the east of Dallas. Pereira leading things off. 279 batter, his fourth home run of the year in the loss yesterday. Hearn deals a fastball high and outside for ball one. Jack Kruger doing the catching tonight with Elio Hernandez at first. He struck out swinging to wrap up a three-strikeout first for Cushing. As Barrera starts to go around, takes a 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the chest for strike one. Across from Hernandez is Ibanez at third with Ryan Doro at short, Nash Knight at second. The outfield left to right for the Round Rock Express, Josh Saleh, Ezekiel Duran, and Bubba Thompson. Plenty of speed all the way around as Hearn steps off the back of the mound. He's called for a pitch clock violation. And of course, no pitch clock at the major league level. We've seen big league pitchers struggle with the pitching clock here at the AAA level. Hearn no exception. So the count 2-1 to Barrera, now 3-1 as he backs away from a 96-mile-an-hour heater at the belt. Barrera well ahead. Here's the left fielder. fell out of the box, did a full lap, and now is back in from the left side. Hearn takes the sign from the catcher, Kruger. Here's the pitch. This is up and away. Call for ball four. Another fastball as Barrera takes a five-pitch walk to lead things off. Slid up in the order here is Christian Pache. Pache, who made his Aviators debut last night, batted sixth and was one of three with a walk. Pache batting second behind Luis Barrera. Two close friends. They spent plenty of time together at the major league level with Oakland this season. Barrera held on by Hernandez. Knight close to the bag at second. Pache in from the right side takes up and away. 95 from Hearn, who in 14 outings, including 13 starts for Texas this year, 4-5 with a 5.86 earned run average. Struck out 55 over 63 innings, but walked 30. Throws one over to first. It's bounced in there. Good block by Hernandez to keep it from advancing past him. Barrera causing trouble out there already. The Aviators trailing 1-0. The problem for Pache, number one, he had among the worst luck. You can now quantify these things. He had among the worst luck of all major league hitters this year. Also just the consistency, putting the ball in play. He puts a ball in play here, lines one through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Rounding second, zooming to third is Barrera. Pache's on the way to second. He'll be there ahead of the throw of the center fielder Duran, an opposite field double. And the Aviators have two runners in scoring position here in the bottom of the first inning. A great piece of hitting there, an inside-out swing. He always hits the ball hard when he puts it in play. His base hit in the fourth inning last night was a real rip shot through the left side of the infield. That one's through the right side of the infield, and Barrera on third, the tying run. Pache on second, the go-ahead run in the first, and here's Shea Langelier as the number three batter. Right-handed hitting catcher takes a hefty hack and can't catch up to a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Hearn. Goes nothing and one. Hearn was originally a fifth-round pick of the Nationals in 2015 out of Oklahoma Baptist. Made his major league debut in 2019. Langeliers pops one up to the right side of the infield. First baseman Hernandez on the cut of the infield grass makes the catch with two hands over the head. Barrera back to third. Pache back to second. Here's Derbys Garcia from the right side. Last time that Hearn had tossed in a minor league game, it was for the then Rangers AAA affiliate, the Nashville Sounds, all the way back on April 20th of 2019. Garcia takes up. Fastball called for a strike. Garcia hitting 268, 8 home runs, 27 RBIs. He was one of three last night with a pair of walks. Recorded the final out of the game with a tying run on. He takes inside here to even things up. Left on right matchup goes 1-1. Hearn spent all of last year with Texas at the major league level. Tossed both out of the bullpen and the rotation. 6-6 record, 4.66. They earned run average. It's Garcia hits one well to straightaway center. A couple of steps back for Duran. Now heads in. He makes the catch as both runners tag up. Barrera's going to score as the throw goes to third. It's cut off by the shortstop, Doro. And Derbys Garcia with the well-struck sacrifice fly to straightaway center field. And we're back where we started, all tied up. A 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first. And Duran, who plays all around the diamond, unleashed a throw to third that Doro jumped in the way of. Pache runs extremely well, sliding in head first ahead of it. Barrera, who might run even better, scoring without an effort. So just like that, it's a 1-1 game. The go-ahead run on third. Here's Matt Davidson with two outs in the first. Big step from the right-handed batter as he takes a fastball inside. Now, Hearn throws hard, no doubt about it. 96 on the fastball. Hearn throws a heater along with a slider and a changeup. Three-pitch mix for the 6-6 left-hander. Clips the black on the outer third of the plate for strike one. Evening it up to Davidson. 259 hitter with 7 home runs and 18 RBIs in 23 games with Vegas. Comes after he was on a tear with Reno to begin the year. Davidson can't get the foot down as he swings behind the fastball. And a 1-1 count moves to 1-2. The Texas native, Taylor Hearn, up against the Yucaipa, California native, Matt Davidson. He deals on 1-2. Davidson swings and misses at strike three. But the Aviators able to tie things up in the bottom of the first inning. After a walk and a double, Dermis Garcia drives in the tying run. A run on one hit and one man left on. We've played one inning, and the score between Las Vegas and Round Rock, you guessed it, tied at 1-1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
This is Brian McCarron, hitting coach of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio AM 920.
Top of the second, Jack Cushing back out. Las Vegas tying things up for their starting pitcher in the home half of the first inning. Dermis Garcia, sacrifice fly, as the score knotted up in one. Bottom third of the Round Rock lineup, beginning with Nash Knight, switch hitting second baseman. Stands in from the left side and takes a heater up and away. We're called ball one from Jack Cushing. 23 pitches, now 13 strikes. Knight, a 224 hitter. It's a pair of home runs, 16 runs batted in. He fouls one straight back to the screen. Fastball brings the count 1-1. Knight batted ninth last night. Drove in a run on his only hit of the game in the second before lining out and then grounding out twice in order. Out of the full wind, Cushing delivers to the plate. Knight ropes one down the right field side, but he got just ahead of it. Takes a bounce and foul ground off of an empty section of seats and skips back into the field of play. It was the breaking ball that he was well ahead of. Well, for two guys from within an hour of each other, Cushing and Hearn, about as opposite as you can be on the mound. Cushing doesn't light it up past about 90 on the radar gun on the fastball. Hearn was up to 97 in the home half of the first inning. Although they both gave up a run, Cushing gave up two hits. Hearn just the double from Pache. Count 1-2. Cushing delivers. This one's way outside, reaching back for a little something extra there. Cushing hits it at 91. Two balls, two strikes to Knight with Ryan Doro and Jack Kruger following. Here's the pitch. Line the other way, charging it in left is Barrera. He's able to track it down and made it look easy, gloving it at the chest for out number one. First out of the game for Cushing, not via the K. That brings up Doro from the right. Batting 222, two home runs, 20 driven in. The three strikeouts in the first and foremost, great for Cushing, bodes well. But also a change for Round Rock. They have not struck out much over the last five nights. Cushing falls behind 1-0, missing high to Doro with a fastball. Round Rock has defeated the Aviators the last three nights. They've recorded 10 strikeouts total over those three games. His line drives ripped down the left field side, but once again fading into the seats. That's another breaking ball. This time it was Doro pulling it down the left field line for a foul ball. Just four strikeouts last night for Round Rock, including two for Koenig, two for Tapia. Colin Wiles struck him out four times in a complete game loss on Thursday. They struck out just twice on Wednesday. Doro rips one foul on the ground, this time down third, past the manager Matt Hagen in the third base coaching box. It was the same pitch in the same spot from Cushing. 1-2 the count to Doro. This is what you can expect from Cushing. Very dependable, very repeatable delivery as well. His 1-2 pitch is inside on a fastball, 91 on the gun. And he's very true to the velocities, if you will. His fastball will sit 89 to 91. Breaking pitch, 80 to 82. He comes out of the full wide on 2-2. Doro fouls one down the left field side again, sending a couple of bench bats scattering, and Doro needs a new piece of lumber. Thought he might have broken on the pitch before. He was banging the heel off the ground, and it was that last foul ball that did it. So the new stick in the hand. Doro heads back in from the right side with nobody on, one out, and a 2-2 count against him in a 1-1 game. Top of the second from Las Vegas Ballpark. Cushing peers over the glove as he takes the sign from Shea Langeliers. The 2-2 pitch, grounded to third, backing up. Fielding on a backhand is Davidson. Low throw, bouncing. It's not in time. They're going to say that McKinney was off the bag as well. A great chance there. Davidson sacrificing a bit of speed on the throw for the quickness on the transfer. And Doro reaches first base. Base hit for Doro is his 40th hit of the year. One on, one down for Jack Kruger. Davidson, who is extremely capable at third base, made a nice play just to get a glove on it. And as mentioned, bounced one in, but was very quick on the transfer. There is a trade-off for sure. Good size leadoff first for Doro. First pitch to Kruger out of the stretch is fouled straight back for a foul ball. In 13 appearances, Kruger has 7 hits and 31 at-bats. 226 average for him. 6 foot 195 pound Los Angeles native. Split last year between Los Angeles, the Angels, not the Dodgers. Behind nothing in one, Cushing deals. He swings, hits one out of play down the right field side. Landing on the roof of the suite level. Quickly the count, nothing in two. Cushing looking for strikeout number 4. As he started the year with Midland and was dominant at the AA level, but didn't strike out a ton of batters. 49 strikeouts in over 59 innings. He's ahead nothing in two. As Kruger takes a called strike, 3. Fastball at the letters froze him. It's the 4th strikeout out of 5 outs so far for Jack Cushing. First of the looking variety, puts 2 outs on the board in the second. And wraps the lineup back around to the top for Bubba Thompson. Thompson singled and scored on an Andy Ibañez base hit. Hit and run to perfection with Thompson breaking for third base. Davidson guarding against the bunt at third just in case. A curveball spun just outside at 80 for ball one. 6-1 with a 3.19 ERA was Cushing in AA Midland this year. And 10 starts, lasted 59 in the third innings. Opponent's batted is 259 against him in the Texas League. Tough league to pitch in. Throws the same curveball to the same spot with the same result. Called for a ball to move it 2-0. Hasn't quite been as in the strike zone tonight as he typically is. 23 strikes out of his 38 pitches. Meanwhile, Taylor Hearn with a 15-pitch, 9-strike, bottom of the first. Cushing's behind, 2 balls, no strikes, as Thompson watches a fastball all the way. Knee-high pitch over the outside for a called strike 1. Cushing split 2021 between 3 levels in his 2nd season, 3rd year as a pro. Of course, no minor league season in 2020. It's Ryan Doro off of first with 2 down. Thompson hits a ground ball to 3rd, picked up by Matt Davidson behind the bag. Long throw across the diamond in time. One out, base hit stranded on as Jack Cushing retires the side in the 2nd over 4 batters. Over an inning and a half, it's a tie ball game at 1-1 between Round Rock and Las Vegas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, Happy? Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/PowerShift.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
This is Brian McCarron, hitting coach of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio AM 920.
Vince Fernandez in to lead things off for Las Vegas in the home half of the second. A 1-1 tie with Jack Cushing going through a strong second inning, including his fourth strikeout of the game. Cushing has been excellent so far after giving up a run in the first. Cushing 40 pitches, 25 of which have been for strikes over two frames. First pitch from the left-hander Taylor Hearns is down and away to the left-hander Vince Fernandez. Slider low at 84, and Vince moves ahead, one ball, no strikes. Fernandez followed by McKinney and Smith, the 6-7 and 8 hitters to get it going for Las Vegas. 96-mile-an-hour fastball over the inner third freezes Fernandez on a check swing, but is called a strike, signaled by our home plate umpire Luis Hernandez. Hearn working exclusively out of the stretch, gets a one-hop ground ball right back to him on the mound. Lofts a throw back to first base, and Fernandez set down on a 1-3 putout on the scorecard at home. Leadoff batter retired. Billy McKinney stands in with one out. In 29 games, Billy McKinney, batting average just under 300. 299 coming into this at-bat. He's clubbed 5 home runs, driven in 21. Infield, a step to the right against the left-handed batting first baseman as he takes a litter-high fastball at 95 for a called strike. Hearn with a very interesting backstory, and he's been moved around a lot. Originally with the Nationals, traded to the Pirates at the end of the 2016 season. Foul ball straight back off the chest of the catcher. Moves the count to nothing and two against McKinney. Hearn is from Royce City, Texas. 2012 graduate of Royce City High School. He's number 21 retired by the school. He declared February 23rd as Taylor Hearn Day in Royce City. How about that? Backs McKinney up with a fastball by the jaw. 96 up by the front shoulder will get you to back out of the way. So he's called 1-2. Hearn pitched collegiately at San Jacinto Junior College in Houston and was drafted out of Oklahoma Baptist. As he throws a slider that McKinney offers up at, he can't connect, and it goes as strike three. Second strikeout of the last three batters and of the game is Hearn's now retired 5 straight, including a sacrifice fly from Dermis Garcia. Number 8 hitter in the lineup is Kevin Smith, right-handed batter, playing in his 16th game for Las Vegas after starting the year with the Major League Club. Smith swings at the first pitch, 96 miles an hour, blown right by him for strike one. Mention Hearn had tossed out of the bullpen and the rotation in his 3 full seasons with Texas. He did both more than anyone last year as he gets a swing and a miss by Smith yet again. Nothing in 2 to Smith, who's hitting 203 so far. He was just one of 2 MLB pitchers last year to make 30 relief appearances and 10 starts. Arizona's Caleb Smith, the only other one. The 0-2 to Kevin Smith is fouled straight back. Way to get a piece of that fastball and keep the count nothing in 2. Yeah, last year, Hearn made 42 appearances at the Major League level, but just 11 starts. 104 and 1/3 innings in 2021. Struck out 92, walked 42. a career high at any level. But opponent's batted just 247 against him. He fires to the plate. Smith takes up that fastball way high. Last night's starter, Colby Allard, kind of in a similar situation as Taylor Hearn. Both left-handers. Both spent all of last year with the Major League Club. Both pitching here in AAA in the month of July. Another fastball fouled straight back by Smith. Count remains, a ball and two strikes. Thirty walks in 63 innings for Hearn so far this year at the Major League level. He's trying to work on the control. Main thing, main reason he's here in AAA. Lopes awaits on deck. Smith hits this 1-2 pitch on a ground ball fouled on the third base side, bouncing off the netting in front of the third base dugout. Hearn was traded in exchange for Keone Kella from the Pirates to the Texas Rangers organization. Flipped for the second time in 3 years. He deals to the plate. Smith swings and misses at a fastball. That's the third out of the inning. It's the third strikeout of the game for Taylor Hearn. And the Aviators down in order. First time tonight that either team has been set down 1-2-3. We've played two innings full. We've got a pitcher's duel so far between Jack Cushing and Taylor Hearn. Back with the top of the third with the Aviators and the Express knotted up at one run.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Two, three, four, due up for Round Rock as the Aviators and the Express tied up at one run apiece. Jack Cushing set to deal his 41st pitch of the night to the right-handed batting center fielder, Ezekiel Duran. He checks the swing on a curveball going outside. Ball one called. Aviators set down an order in the bottom of the second by Taylor Hearn. Billy McKinney and Kevin Smith striking out after Fernandez grounded back out to the pitcher. As Duran lines one down the left field side, it's fair. Into the corner it goes. Set to scoop it out is Luis Barrera. As Duran saunters into second base with a leadoff stand-up double. It's the fourth hit of the night for Round Rock. It's their first for extra bases. And with a runner in scoring position representing a go-ahead tally, here comes Steele Walker, who walked on four pitches back in the first. In Cushing's debut with Las Vegas on the 15th of June, was knocked around by El Paso. There's no shame in that necessarily, as El Paso's the top-hitting team in minor league baseball this year. The team batting average over 280, but the pitch mix, the percentage of time that Cushing threw certain pitches is telling in that game. As his first pitch is ripped down the right field side on a screaming line drive, it fades foul and into the seats. Walker turned and burned on the fastball, but was early on 89 for strike one. In that outing on the 15th of June, Cushing gave up 5 runs on 7 hits over 2 innings. And it was all balls put in plays. He didn't walk anybody, didn't strike anybody out. He hit one batter, still the only batter he's hit to this point with the Aviators. but he threw his off-speed stuff way more than he has as of late. He deals on 0-1. Walker grounds it to first base. Picked up on the second hop by McKinney. The first baseman will make the run to the bag himself. Sticks up the glove to call off the pitcher Cushing. Score that one 3 unassisted, but it does the job, so to speak, with Duran going from second to third with one out. And a go-ahead run 90 feet away. Here's Andy Ibanez from the right. So in that first outing for Cushing on the 15th, he threw his slider and his cutter 53% of the time, split between those two pitches. Since then, it's been a lot more fastballs. Ibanez with an RBI single. The infield drawn in. Cushing misses inside. Right-on-right matchup goes 1-0. His best outing with Las Vegas. 5 innings and 7 strikeouts against Albuquerque on the 21st of June. He threw his fastball 45% of the time, as opposed to 27 in the start prior. Ibanez pulls one foul and a rip shot past the third base umpire. Count goes even to Ibanez. And his last time out, second start against Albuquerque on the 26th, Cushing threw the fastball 45% of the time. He threw the curveball more than he has yet. Almost 20% of his pitches were curveballs then. He set at the belt, the 1-1 out of the stretch. Ibanez takes that curveball. It's outside for ball two. And so far tonight, Cushing using the slider ad nauseum. He's thrown 15 sliders out of his 47 pitches. Here's the 2-1. Ibanez slaps a fastball straight back to the screen. Count goes all square at 2-2. Cushing's also already struck out 4 batters. Of course, his season high with Las Vegas is 7. Season high at any level was on May 5th with Midland when he struck out 8 Amarillo Sod Poodles hitters. Here's the 2-2 as Cushing rocks and fires. Ibanez hits a foul ball off of his foot. It was called early by the third base umpire Darius Gani before the home plate umpire Luis Hernandez echoed the call. Not often you see a field umpire being the first to call that, as it bounced off the foot of Ibanez and went sky high. It did go right to Matt Davidson, who smartly fired to first just in case. But it goes as a foul ball to keep the count all square at 2. The infield drawn in tells you they're going to go home on a ground ball right to him. Outfield shaded especially deep as Cushing deals to the dish. Ibanez swings and misses. That's strike 3. 5th K of the night for Jack Cushing. And it's a big-time second out here in the third as he tries to strand the leadoff runner on. Duran still standing on third base now with 2 outs as Josh Soleil digs in. Soleil spelled like sail, S-A-L-E. 3 men on the right side of the infield as he's got a wide-open stance from the left. Duran way off the bag at third. Nobody keeping an eye on him with 2 outs. First pitch, fastball outside. Soleil struck out swinging back in the first. 3 strikeout first inning. They're going to let Duran get as far off as he wants with Matt Davidson shaded almost in a shortstop alignment. Cushing's 1-0 pitch. Lofted to right. This one's way out of here. Soleil nearly clears the berm on his 6th home run of the year. And Round Rock retakes the lead. A 3-1 advantage here at the top of the third inning. Soleil knew it off the bat. Smoked that pitch from Cushing over the berm in right field. Home run number 6, RBIs number 17 and 18 for Josh Soleil. Still got one of the more inspirational stories across baseball, looking to get up to the major leagues for the first time, certainly making a case here in this series. That's the 6th home run against Cushing here in his 4th start for Las Vegas. Now with the bases empty and 2 down, it's Elier Hernandez taking a called strike 1 on a fastball. Hernandez struck out swinging with 2 runners on to end the threat in the first. He hits a weak fly ball to shallow left field. Drifting back is Smith. Still backpedaling is the shortstop. He reaches. He won't get it. Barrera picks it up on a hop. Smith made it look off the bat like he had an easy beat on it. Backpedaled. Kept going. Kept going. All of a sudden turned the hip and you could see the desperation. And that ball dropped right behind him with Barrera shaded deep with 2 outs. I don't think Luis necessarily ever had a play on it, and It'll go as a single for Hernandez. Third hit of the inning, sixth hit of the game. That brings up Nash Knight here in the third. Switch hitting second baseman, takes a called strike one. Cushing gets ahead on a fastball. Knight's in from the left. He lined out to left to begin the second. Davidson flipped over in the shift. Smith all alone on the left. McKinney holding on at first base as the 0-1 pitch misses outside on a changeup. One that Cushing has not thrown much tonight. So Jack trying to limit the damage here. It's the third, I think of the fourth straight game. He's allowed a home run for Las Vegas. Swing and a miss from Knight. Fastball moves the count to 1-2. Cushing allowed just three home runs with AA Midland and none across his four starts lasting 25 innings in the month of May. He was outstanding in May for the Rockhounds. As this one's lined over the head of the second baseman into right field for a single. A 90-foot advancement for Hernandez as he slams the brake, keeps the foot on the bag at second. So it's the third straight hit in the seventh overall allowed by Cushing. With two on and two down, Ryan Doro, number eight batter in the lineup, due up. He singled back in the second, stranded on. He was the only base runner to reach against Cushing in an 18-pitch second inning. Doro was 2-for-4 last night, thrown out trying to stretch a single to a double in the fourth by Pache. Was a really good throw that we talked with Fran Reardon about in the pregame show. Out of the stretch, Cushing delivers. Curveball outside at 79. Call for ball one. For Pache in center field, it's going to take an adjustment period. This is a very unique outfield. 415 to straightaway center field with a pool jutting out in right center. 1-0 pitch grounded to Davidson at third. Picked up on the second hop. He'll go the short way to Lopes. He's able to hold on. Oh, what a grab by Christian at second base, diving towards center field. Somehow able to keep the right foot on the bag for the final out. But a Josh Soleil two-run home run has Round Rock on top. As we enter into the bottom of the third, the Aviators do up with Christian Lopes to lead things off. His score, Round Rock 3, Las Vegas 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Aviators due up in the bottom of the third inning, trailing Round Rock 3-1. Josh Soleil, two-run homer in the top of the frame has been the difference thus far. Christian Lopes with a snag and a half to end the inning. On a throw to second from Matt Davidson at third. Lopes was able to hold the bag. He's able to lead off the third. Swings and fouls the first pitch straight down. A fastball at 91 that Lopes looked to be ahead of, but tipped it off the end of the bat for strike one. 9-1-2 for Las Vegas to get it going against Taylor Hearn. 30 pitches, now 21 strikes for the Texas-born left-hander. He deals away on a changeup. Lopes takes for ball one. Hearn struck out McKinney and Smith to end the second after Vince Fernandez grounded right back to him. after striking out Davidson in the first. He's fanned three of the last four batters. As Lopes lofts one into left field, a base hit down the line. That's going to roll into the corner for extra bases. Lopes into second, continuing his hot hitting ways. It's his 13th double of the year. And the Aviators with something cooking already. And a leadoff double in the third inning. Lopes was 2-for-5 with a double last night. He recorded two doubles in the three games at Round Rock. A double machine, Christian Lopes, the leadoff two-bagger, and that'll bring up Luis Barrera at the top of the lineup. Walked to lead off the home half of the first inning. Driven in on a Dermis Garcia sack fly. Still to this point, the only run for the Aviators. There's Barrera. Squares around a bunt. Slider drops right down the middle for a called strike. Luis has scored three of the last four runs for the Aviators after being plated twice last night, including his fourth home run. He takes a big swing and misses. 97 on the fastball from Hearn. Legitimate major league heat that Barrera was unable to catch up to, and he's quickly behind, nothing and two. We're here in the 76th game of the campaign. Last night was the halfway point. Swing and a miss, strike three for Barrera. Set down on strikes for the first time tonight. It's the fourth K for Hearn. Also the first out of the third to bring up Christian Pache. That's right, we are at the halfway point tonight, game number 76 out of 150. Now, I'm not a big on-pace four guy, but it is a nice round number. You can basically take most statistics and double them. That'll give you the pace for this year. Easy math for someone like me. Pache doubled in the first inning. Shot a ground ball through the right side of the infield. He takes this heater inside for ball one. For Christian Pache, the 159 batting average in almost 70 games at the major league level, not quite indicative of the hard contact that he's made. Change up high for ball two. He ranks in the 81st percentile in Major League Baseball among all hitters in hard hit rate. Top barrels, but just rather unlucky at times. He's ahead, two balls, no strikes, as he takes a fastball just below the kneecaps for ball three. Shea Langeliers awaiting on deck. The other statistic for Pache that resulted in a lot of the putouts was just the fact that he hits the ball on the ground so much and one of the lowest average launch angles in Major League Baseball. This one almost hits him. He backs away from this 3-0 heater way inside for ball four. It's the second walk of the night for Hearn, and it puts the tying run on. With Lopes on second, Pache sprinting down to first. Here's Shea Langeliers all of a sudden representing the go-ahead tally in the bottom of the third with Las Vegas down 3-1. Three runs on seven hits for the Express. One run on just two hits thus far for the Aviators. And just by happenstance, they're both doubles. Langeliers hits this one off the fist to shallow left. Dropping back is the shortstop Doro as he makes the catch with the infield fly rule call just before he did it. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the infield. Just ask any Atlanta Braves fan. It's what's deemed a routine play for an infielder in fair territory. Langeliers pops out to short for the second out of the third inning. Here's Garcia, who to this point has driven in the only run for the Aviators. Two on, two down. 3-1 the score. He swings at the first pitch, laid around on a fastball. Foul ball going over the head of the on-deck batter, Matt Davidson. And Taylor Hearn began pitching in the minor leagues for the first time since April of 2019. He was the starter for the home opener this year for the Rangers. As Garcia hits a line drive right to the belt line of the shortstop Doro as he gloves it for the final out. Dermis Garcia has hit two balls right on the screws tonight. One was a sack fly in the first. Unfortunately for the designated hitter, this one a line drive right to the shortstop. Aviators strand a pair of runners on. No runs on one hit and one walk. No errors. And the two base runners stranded on keep the score with Round Rock leading Las Vegas 3-1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
America First Credit Union. The only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Aviators threaten but are unable to capitalize on a pair of base runners in the third, including a leadoff double by Christian Lopes. Back from Las Vegas ballpark, the score 3-1 with Round Rock leading in due up. As the number 9 batter, the catcher Jack Kruger takes a fastball high but for strike one from Jack Cushing. 61st pitch, 40th strike for the Aviators starting pitcher. Van Kruger, a strikeout in the second. Fans him here on a fastball blown by him at 89. And quickly, ahead nothing in two. 9-1-2 due up for Round Rock with Bubba Thompson awaiting on deck. Time called briefly. Shea Langeliers with an eye to the pitch clock, signaling time with Luis Hernandez behind home plate granting it. Cushing's well ahead at nothing and two. He comes out of the full wide and delivers. This one slapped the other way on the right field side. That'll fade into the seats and drop for a foul ball. How about Christian Lopes over the last calendar week or so? That's his fourth double in his last six games played. And playing very good defense at second as well. His 0-2 pitch hit in the air down the right field side yet again. And once more falling into the sweet level down the right field side. Well, tomorrow night in the final game of this split six-game set, the final game of three here in Las Vegas, should be a really fun contest. Biggest fireworks show of the year to follow. As Kruger takes a curveball away for ball one. Good pitching matchup as well. Zach Logue versus Cole Reagans, one of the top pitching prospects in the organization. Same pitching matchup as game one. Kruger hits another foul ball down the right field side. Playable for McKinney. He moves over to the wall, makes the catch before falling through a section of the fencing. Great awareness by Billy McKinney to know where the wall was. This just his fifth game at first base. You wouldn't have guessed it by looking at that play. If you're watching our MILB.TV feed, you can see on the replay. Look to the wall, look back up, found it, and then nearly fell into the Aviators' dugout. It goes as a putout and foul ground, and here's Bubba Thompson. Squares to bunt, drops it foul, straight back, and a little bit down the first base side as well. Strike one. Thompson with the single in the first, scored on an Ibanez base hit. He grounded out to Davidson at third to end the second. Davidson playing way in front of the third base bag. MLB Pipeline has Thompson tagged as the number 27 prospect in the Rangers organization. Curveball down and away for ball one. This is a high school quarterback out of Alabama. 43 touchdowns his senior year through the air. He was a stud on the gridiron. Even better on the baseball field. And watch an 89-mile-an-hour fastball right down Broadway for strike two. 37 steals and 39 tries this year. He swiped just 25 bags in 29 games last year. Double A Frisco. The pitch from Cushing. Hit in the air to right field. That'll go into the seats for a foul ball. He was the 26th overall pick in 2017, Thompson was. $2.1 million bonus to buy him out of a couple of different scholarships at SEC football and baseball offers. He checks the swing on a ball down low. Breaking ball watched for ball two. After he was drafted in 2017, a handful of injuries, including tendonitis in both knees, a broken hamate bone in his left hand, and an ankle sprain, combined with a 2020 season, he played 171 games over his first 4 years as a pro coming into this season. He swings and rolls one foul on a chopper down the third base side. Last year was the first year in which he was fully healthy. Cushing still even at 2-2. Here's the deal out of the full windup. Just able to foul it straight back is Thompson. Nobody on with one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Las Vegas trailing Round Rock 3-1. We'll have our Ted Weins trivia question in a moment, as well as our Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard check-in to follow. Here's another 2-2 as Cushing fires. Thompson swings and dribbles one foul yet again down the third base side. A veritable war here with one out in the fourth inning. Next pitch will be the ninth of the at-bat, including the bunt on the first pitch. Thompson's fouled off 5 out of 8 pitches here in the at-bat. It's all square at 2-2. McKinney even with the bag at first, but shaded away from the line. Here's the pitch. Curveball low, called for ball three. Tried to get Thompson to oblige, and he is a free swinger to be sure. Thompson with 75 strikeouts, by far the most on the team. Doro second with 48. Here's the 3-2 payoff. He swings, clobbers this one deep to left center field. Back is Barrera on the warning track, and this one's gone. Bubba Thompson with his ninth home run of the year. It's the second allowed by Cushing tonight, and Round Rock expands their lead to 4-1. Thompson now 2-for-3 with a pair of runs scored and an RBI at the top of the lineup. The day off yesterday proved to be a fruitful one for Thompson. Seventh home run that Cushing has allowed in 12 innings with the Aviators, and that'll bring up Ezekiel Duran, who doubled on the left field line to lead off the third, his most recent play to the dish. Watching all the way on a fastball that clips the outside at 90 for strike one. Duran also struck out swinging in the first. Some mixed results thus far for Jack Cushing. 4 runs on 8 hits, but 5 strikeouts. As Duran hits a line drive, fouled on the first base side. Makes one hop and bounces into the seats down the right field line, and Cushing just trying to recover here. He's ahead, nothing and two to Duran. Las Vegas trailing by 3. Time is called briefly. So Thompson was rated as the 27th prospect in the organization. Duran comes in number 4. 3 of the top 4 of the Rangers organization here in Round Rock. Checks the swing on a foul ball that goes to the screen. More of a defensive swing on a pitch that was high and tight. Count stays nothing and two. If you include Josh Jung, who is on the Round Rock lineup but on the injured list, they have the number 2, 3, and 4 prospects in the system, all behind Jack Leiter, who's one of the top prospects in all of baseball. 0-2 offering to Duran, taken just high. Turned away from that fastball at 90 that was a bit closer to the zone than it would have looked. Infield, a step to the left. Outfield, a step to the right, including Pache, who's shaded towards right center field. A 1-2 pitch swung on it, missed. Duran obliging on a slider way out of the zone. A windmill with the bat over the head as he does so. Second time he's been set down on strikes. And it's the 6th strikeout for Cushing. 1 shy of his Aviators high of 7. 2 shy of his season high in total of 8. 2 outs, nobody on with a run across already on the inning. Here's Steele Walker, the number 3 hitter in the lineup. Left-handed batting designated hitter takes a called strike one as Cushing gets ahead with a cutter. Walker grounded out to McKinney at first base in the third after walking on 4 pitches in the first. 3 men shifted to the right side of the infield, including the third baseman Davidson, as the changeup fades away. Right on left matchup moves to 1-1. Outfield especially deep here with 2 outs. Langelier sets up inside. 1-1 pitch misses the spot. It goes up and away for a called ball, 2. Steele Walker entered the night batting 248. That average has taken a tumble here throughout the two games in Las Vegas. See, it's a foul ball way out of play down the left field line. Deuces Wild in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs to Walker with nobody on ahead of him. Walker was acquired from the White Sox organization. Traded in a deal for Nomar Mazara. Here's Cushing's delivery. Walker takes a breaking ball low as the count goes full. Andy Ibañez awaiting on deck. Cushing would like to see him in the fifth. Cushing takes the sign. Here's his 3-2 payoff delivery. Walker hits this one out to center field. Over into the gap is Pache. He stops and makes the catch at the chest. Man, most center fielders would be on the run for that and would have given them a run for the money. But for Pache, easy work as he's able to glove it at the chest. But damage done on an insurance run. Bubba Thompson with a one-out home run. And Round Rock, after 3.5 innings, leading 4-1.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let Best Mattress help you beat the heat this summer with the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress that lets you sleep up to 8 degrees cooler. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our 4th of July sale, save up to $500 on any Tempur-Pedic Breeze adjustable set and get up to a free $300 gift with any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Quick delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
6 your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu and Beyond Raptor Burger at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings with the new Primal menu with prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Carl's Jr. meal so epic, you might want to roar outside the store. Matt Nevin with you from Las Vegas Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth, kicking off with Matt Davidson. The Round Rock Express leading the Aviators 4-1. Taylor Hearn spins a slider through the back door in for a called strike one. It's the left-on-right matchup. Falls to no balls, one strike. Davidson struck out swinging for the final out of a run scoring first. Still the only run for Las Vegas when Barrera scored on the Dermis Garcia sack fly. Davidson checks the swing. Fastball out of the zone and on the appeal. Mike Snover signals safe. No, he did not go around. Next pitch for Hearn will be his 45th. Comes on 1-1 as Davidson hammers it deep in the air to left field. Soleil turns around and watches this one go. Kiss it goodbye. Matt Davidson with his 8th home run with the Las Vegas Aviators. And the Las Vegas Ball Club back within 2, 4-2 the score. Davidson clobbered that one. Hang time like an NFL punt on a ball that almost clobbered the video board in left field. Gotta feel good for Davidson, extending an on-base streak to 11 games in a row. That's his 8th home run for the Aviators, his 16th of the year. As Vince Fernandez takes a called strike one on a fastball. Hearn had allowed 9 home runs at the major league level this year. Davidson is first at the AAA level. As Fernandez fouls it straight down. Count goes quickly, nothing and two. Fernandez grounded out back to Hearn in the second. That's got to feel good for Davidson and for the Aviators, who had struggled to get offense over the last couple of days. Fastball swung on and missed by Fernandez. A 3-pitch strikeout as Hearn dealt him 3 straight fastballs in the mid to upper 90s. One out, nobody on with a run scoring already here in the fourth. That'll bring up Billy McKinney, who struck out swinging in the second. Our Ted Weens trivia question tonight involves something that happened earlier this afternoon across Major League Baseball. As McKinney fouls one over the net down the third base side, bouncing around in the seats for a foul ball. It was the first inning of the Cardinals versus the Phillies. The Cardinals done something that's only been done 11 times in Major League history in the very first inning. McKinney hacks at a fastball high, count quickly nothing and two. The Cardinals hit four home runs in a row, back to back to back to back. Again in the very first inning, that game out of reach for Philadelphia before it seemingly began. This fastball's way high for ball one to McKinney. Nolan Arenado, Nolan Gorman, Juan Yepes, and Dylan Carlson with home runs in consecutive order in the first inning. McKinney backs away from another fastball inside for ball two. When was the last time that a Major League team had four home runs in a game? McKinney swings and misses at strike three. Fastball in on the hands fooled him for his second strikeout of the game. Two up and two away following the Davidson solo home run. It's Kevin Smith will dig in from the right. That was the last time that somebody hit four home runs in a Major League game. Nobody on ahead of Smith, who, like McKinney ahead of him, was a strikeout victim in the second. Tries to get the foot down on a fastball, but is laid around on another heater. Hearn is just firing fastballs in tonight. He's thrown the four-seam fastball 68% of the time this evening. It was a changeup that Smith swings over for strike two. Really good pitch sequencing there. Hearn has thrown 43 fastballs out of the 55-plus pitches that he's thrown. As he comes set on nothing and two. Pitch to Smith backs him away. 94 on the inner third for ball one. Ted Weens trivia answer. You don't have to go back far. August 16th of 2020, the White Sox did it. As Smith hits a high fly to shallow center, sprinting in is Ezekiel Duran. Center fielder stops, reaches up with two hands, and makes the catch. Matt Davidson leads off the fourth with a solo home run to cut the lead to 4-2. And then three straight outs following have the Aviators down in four batters. Top of the fifth kicks off with the middle third of the Express lineup. Round Rock leading Las Vegas 4-2.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Laughlin is the place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip now at visitlaughlin.com. Well, Jack Cushing's night is done after four innings. Miguel Romero, the Cuban right-hander, in behind him. Cushing Leaves in line for the loss after giving up four runs on eight hits, including two home runs. Struck out six over his four innings of work while walking one, 57 pitches, 39 strikes. His ERA dropping from 12.19 to 11.3. First pitch from Miguel Romero in there for a called strike to Andy Ibañez. There's the middle third of the Round Rock lineup set to get it going. Express leading 4-1. Aviators looking to keep the score here. As Miguel Romero misses inside. Round Rock winners of the last three in a row. Fastball, slider, and a knuckle curve. Three-pitch mix for Miguel Romero. As he deals out of the stretch on 1-1. Romero hits a line drive right to the second baseman, Lopes. He took one step to the left and gloved it at the chest. I don't think Ibañez could have thrown it to Christian Lopes any easier. Ibañez moves to 1-for-3. Here comes Josh Soleil, who homered off of Cushing in the third. This is the 16th outing for Romero. A 10-1-9 ERA, paired with his 0-1 record. 11 strikeouts to 13 walks in 17 and two-thirds innings. He deals a heater at 93 over the inner third. Left-handed batting left fielder Soleil takes it for a called strike, one. Romero was signed just before spring training in 2017, but didn't make his debut until much later that year. So he gets a swing and a miss on a newly minted changeup. Soleil falling behind quickly, nothing in two. Romero, one of two Cuban right-handers in the Aviators bullpen. Visa issues forced him to remain in the Dominican Republic for much of the 2017 season. He pitched just 31 innings across four affiliates. As Soleil takes just outside, nicely spotted fastball, but he didn't oblige. The count goes 1-2. Soleil also struck out for the home run in the first inning. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Romero gets ahead of Soleil and then puts him away with a pitch over the outside. Two up, two down. So far, so good for Miguel Romero. First baseman Hernandez stands in from the right side. Nobody on ahead of him in a 4-2 game. Romero's pitching in his third season for Las Vegas. It's a fastball, fouled back to the screen at 94. About as hard as Romero's going to let one in there. He was a real stalwart in the back end of the bullpen for Las Vegas in 2019. They were division champs, 4-1 record, and a 3.96 ERA in 45 outings. His fastball's inside, brings the count 1-1. And Romero, not necessarily physically imposing at 6 feet 230, but does throw hard, good secondary stuff to follow. Hernandez unloads on this one to left center. You can forget about it. On a ball that clears the video board, Elier Hernandez makes it a 5-2 game. Middle on the fastball, and Hernandez making Romero pay here in the fifth inning. It's just the third home run that Miguel's allowed on the year. It's also the third home run of the night for the Round Rock Express. It's been the issue for Las Vegas, even though they took 5 out of 6 from Albuquerque here at home in their last full home stand. They gave up 19 home runs in that series. The bullpen had been especially strong for Las Vegas against Round Rock. Two outs and nobody on. Here's Nash Knight from the left. Switching second baseman takes outside. That's just the second earned run in the last week for the Aviators bullpen. Romero deals the slider that's in there for a strike to even it up tonight. Domingo Tapia and Jorge Ruiz, two scoreless and perfect innings last night, going 9 up and 9 down out of the pen. His fastball's outside for ball two tonight. No bullpen on Thursday. Colin Wiles with the first complete game for Las Vegas, although he threw just 8 innings in a 3-0 loss. Knight takes up and away for ball three on another fastball. Three balls and a strike to the number 7 batter with Ryan Doro waiting on deck. The only run the Aviators bullpen gave up over the past week was in a 10-1 loss against Round Rock. Grant Holmes gave up solo home run to Steele Walker, but that's been it. As this one hits him, high and tight as Knight wears it in the arm on a 3-1 slider. Romero with a thumbs up to Knight. Asks for a new ball as he walks down the first base side. That one, just a slider that got away from Romero. So he didn't want to leave it too far over the inner third. So Nash Knight down to first base. The third pitch that he's been hit by on the year. Two outs for Ryan Doro. He swings and fouls the first pitch off of home plate for strike one. Talked about our Ted Weins trivia question. Last team to hit four home runs in a row in a Major League Baseball game was the White Sox in August of 2020. Yoan Moncada, Ismani Grandal, Jose Abreu, and Eloy Jimenez hit four in a row. Count goes quickly, nothing in two. Doro takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's funny, in the history of baseball, it goes back so far over 100 years, it didn't happen until 1961. The slider's placed well, but missing just off the outside for a strike. It was Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, Joe Adcock, and Frank Thomas homering on June 8, 1961. First time in baseball history that it had happened. This one's down low. Fastball missing for ball two. It happened in 1961, 1963, 1964, then not again till 2006, where it happened three times in 3 years. It's been bunched up. Doro rolls one back up the middle. Charging is the shortstop, Smith. He gloves it, throws it off the back foot on a missile to first. That's in time. Just ahead of the speedy Ryan Doro on a good play by Smith. And Elier Hernandez, solo home run, has the Round Rock Express leading here through the fifth, or onto the bottom of the fifth. Las Vegas sending 9-1-2 due up against Taylor Hearn. With the score, the Express 5 and the Aviators 2.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much, much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. 5-2 Round Rock over Las Vegas. Aviators trying to avoid their fourth straight loss to the Rangers AAA affiliate. Christian Lopes takes a heater high and outside from Taylor Hearn, left-hander. 58 pitches now, 39 strikes. Lopes with a double against him. They lead off the third inning. Takes a changeup that clips the top part of the zone for strike one. Matt Davidson with a solo home run to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. First offense since the first inning for Las Vegas. 93 miles an hour on the fastball from Hearn, missing away 2-1. Elier Hernandez with a home run in the top of the fifth. Last three tallies have come on home runs for Round Rock. Fastball going across the plate for a called strike two. And Lopes, who's bumped his average up to 253, goes even at 2-2. 4-point rise with the third inning double. Check the swing. Wisely so, as the slider stays outside. Hearn trying to spin it in through the back door. And the count goes full at 3-2. Big gap straight up the middle. As Hearn set at the belt, the payoff offering. Lopes takes down ball four. It's the third walk for Hearn on the night. And it's the second time that Lopes has reached to lead off an inning. In fact, it's the fourth leadoff runner to reach out of five innings so far against Taylor Hearn. Unfortunately for Las Vegas, they haven't been able to do much with him. Barrera led off the first with a walk and scored. Davidson homered to lead off the fourth. That's been it offensively in a 5-2 contest. Speaking of Barrera, here he is, 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Swings to the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Ash House, a go-go scoreboard check-in. They're delayed in El Paso in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-4 in the score between the Dodgers and the Chihuahuas. Aviators heading to OKC on July 4th for a six-game set that ends on Saturday. Barrera checks the swing. A fastball's in there for a strike nonetheless. Albuquerque tripled up Spaceland today. Or Sugarland, rather, the Space Cowboys. Newly minted Space Cowboys, changing from the Skeeters last year. 0-2 to Barrera. Pitch in the dirt that swung on and missed. It goes to the left of the catcher, Kruger. He's got no idea where it is. With first base occupied, Barrera's out, but advancing to second is Lopes. Second strikeout for Luis Barrera. Lopes advancing up into scoring position. And with one out and a runner on second, here comes Christian Pache. Again, Albuquerque 9-3 winners over Sugarland. The Space Cowboys scored a run in the first, the second, and the third, and that was it. They're in the middle of the sixth, heading into the bottom of the frame in Tacoma, Washington. Salt Lake Bees leading the Tacoma Rainiers 4-2. And in the game that Aviators fans should keep an eye on, Sacramento leading Reno 6-4. Bottom of the sixth in Northern California. Watching all the way on a strike one fastball is Pache. Aviators enter tonight 3.5 games up on Reno. Both Nevada-based affiliates fell last night to keep the deficit where it was. Watching all the way yet again, Pache takes a fastball for a called strike. Hearn, who's thrown over two-thirds of his pitches on fastballs, gets ahead quickly. Pache calls time and steps out. You're going to see that Lopes advanced up to second on a wild pitch on the offering that Barrera struck out swinging on. Two fastballs high. Pache watching it all the way. He's doubled and walked, yet to be retired tonight. But again, Sacramento 6-4, leading over Reno in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno scoring all four of their runs in the fourth inning. Hearn, a belt tie set, a look to second. He deals to the plate. Pache fouls a fastball. Straight back yet again. Just an update on the usage of the fastball for Hearn. 56 of his 70 pitches have either been a four-seamer or a two-seamer. It's a fastball-dependent left-hander. Runner breaks for third. Pache lines one to left center. Going back is Durant. Center fielder won't get it. Lopes moonwalking home as Pache into second with an RBI double, his second two-bagger of the game. The Aviators making it interesting, cutting the deficit to 5-3. With the runner breaking from second to third on a great jump, Pache put a sting into that ball over the head of the center fielder as it short hopped the outfield fence to straightaway left center. Pache now 2-for-2, two doubles and a walk. And that'll bring up Shea Langeliers representing the tying run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Right-handed batting catcher takes a first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Langeliers with two pop-outs to two separate infielders so far. Flying out to the first baseman Hernandez in the first. Popped out to Doro in shallow left field in the third inning for out number two. He swings at this pitch and shoots another one straight back to the screen. Hearn not deviating from the plan. He's thrown 73 pitches. 57 of them have been fastballs. He's also thrown 70% of those fastballs for strikes. Here he comes on 0-2. Langeliers drives it in the air to left center field. Center fielder Durant on the move. Still on the run. He stops at the last second and is able to reach up and make the catch. Third flyout for Langeliers as Pache has no choice but to retreat back to second. That'll bring up Darmys Garcia with two down. Number 20, Darmys Garcia. Hash House Agogo scoreboard with the Athletics falling 2-1 to the Mariners today. Walked off on an Abraham Toro RBI single. Left-on-right matchup here in Las Vegas in the bottom of the fifth is Garcia handcuffed on the fastball, swinging and missing for strike one. The Athletics led 1-0 into the bottom of the eighth. Justin Upton with a pinch-hit home run. The Abraham Toro walk-off single, defeating the Athletics 2-1. This one's way high. Heater taken for a called ball one by Garcia. Pirates, 7-4 winners over the Brewers today in Pittsburgh in a day game. Cubs defeated the Red Sox 3-1 at Wrigley. Another afternoon matinee matchup. 6-2, the Rays defeated the Blue Jays in AL East action, and the Yankees down the Guardians 13-4 in Cleveland. Garcia watches that one over the inside, clipping the black at 95, called for strike two. In the second game of a twin killing, actually just now going final between the Yankees and the Guardians. Yankees sweeping it 6-1 after winning 13-4 earlier. 1-2 to Garcia. High, just a bit outside on the heater, called for strike, or rather ball two. Twins walking off for the second straight day. Jose Miranda with the game-winning single to down the Orioles 4-3. White Sox 5-3 winners over the Giants in San Francisco. In a battle of cellar dwellers in the NL East, the Marlins 5-3 winners over the Nationals in the nation's capital. And the Astros 9-1 winners over the Angels. Garcia lines one over the head of the shortstop Doro into left field. Getting the wave around third is Pache. The throw to the plate, not in time. First baseman cuts the throw, fires to second. Nobody covering first. Garcia in a foot race. He's tagged out by Nash Knight. Talk about a full effort back to the bag by Dermis Garcia. But an RBI single makes this a one-run game before Garcia's tagged out to end the fifth. We've played five full. An exciting end to the inning nonetheless, and Round Rock clinging on to a 5-4 lead.
Hey Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story, over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400 square foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Las Vegas not going down without a fight. A two-run bottom of the fifth inning brings the Aviators within a run. 5-4 the score. Las Vegas trying to avoid falling for the fourth straight game to Round Rock. And Dermis Garcia taking matters into his own hands after Christian Pache doubled a drive in a run. Garcia brings home the center fielder from second to make it a one-run game. Second inning of work for Miguel Romero begins with the catcher Jack Kruger, who squares to bunt, pulls it back on a slider missing below the knees for ball one. Two runs on two hits for Las Vegas in the bottom of the fifth inning. Christian Lopes led it off with a walk. Came around to score on the Pache two-bagger. Romero misses way outside to Kruger. Two balls and no strikes the count. Kruger at the bottom of the lineup, 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop out to McKinney in foul ground. This one's inside on a fastball, and Three balls, no strikes, the count to the leadoff hitter with a sixth. Following Kruger, the top of the lineup, Bubba Thompson and Ezekiel Duran. Next two batters due up. Right down the middle on a 3-0 fastball is Romero. In there for a called strike to Kruger, as there is action in the Aviators' pen. Aaron Brown, left-hander up and tossing beyond the right field fence. Ball four high. That fastball way upstairs. So Kruger with a five-pitch walk. It's the first walk, second free runner that Romero has allowed on. Hit Nash Knight on a 3-1 pitch after Elier Hernandez homered against him in a 20-pitch, five-batter fifth inning. Leadoff runner reaching for the third time tonight, and that'll bring up Bubba Thompson, the leadoff hitter in the lineup. Homered in his last plate appearance in the fourth. Gets ahead, one ball, no strikes here, as Romero misses outside. Right-handed hitting right fielder Thompson. Two for three, two runs scored, and an RBI on the solo shot with one out and nobody on in the fourth inning. He squares to bunt. He'll pull it back. A fastball outside for ball two. We're continuing our Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Bunch of games final across Major League Baseball. The Cardinals riding four first-inning home runs in consecutive order to just a 7-6 win. We'd assume they'd be a blowout, but no, it was a late tally that put the Cards up in the 7-6 win. As Thompson goes ahead 3-0, Romero misses inside here. Braves defeating the Reds 4-1. Tigers defeating the Royals. Back-to-back home runs to walk it off. 4-3, the final score from Detroit. Watching all the way here in Las Vegas was Bubba Thompson. A 3-0 fastball right down the chute for strike one. Romero working quickly. Thompson fouls a fastball back to the net. Count goes full with one on and nobody out. The Express Major League affiliate. And the Rangers 7-3 winners over the Mets at Citi Field. And the Dodgers, 7-2 winners over the Padres. Fastball way out, ball four. Back-to-back walks for Romero to lead off the sixth. And in a 5-4 game, runners on first and second with nobody out. With an eye towards the first base dugout, here comes Fran Reardon. He'll make the move with Aaron Brown getting the point from the right field bullpen. Miguel Romero tossing through an inning plus. Watch the first two batters of the six, and it'll be Ezekiel Duran, the first batter that Aaron Brown will face. When we return, we'll step aside from the pitching change. Aaron Brown into the ballgame. We're in the top half of the six with Round Rock leading by a 5-4 score.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ooh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Left-hander wearing number 25, Aaron Brown, on to toss for the Las Vegas Aviators in the top of the sixth inning. Round Rock leading 5-4. Brown, Southern California native who just turned 30 on June 20th, 6'2", 240 pounds, in a jam right off the bat with runners on first and second after Miguel Romero issued leadoff walks in back-to-back fashion to Kruger and Thompson. Kruger to second, Thompson on first base. Still nobody out for Ezekiel Duran. Romero walked two, struck out one. Gave up a hit. It was a home run. Corner infielders in. Middle infielders playing for a double play. As Brownie's first pitch is high and outside for ball one. Duran has doubled and struck out twice this evening. Both strikeouts against the starter Cushing. Left on right matchup here with a 1-0 count as Brown deals to the plate. That fastball's up, taken for ball two. Romero threw an inning plus, didn't record an out here in the sixth. Both runners would be charged to him if they were to come around and score. Both infielders, corner infielders, I should say, now backing up. As the 2-0 is delivered, swung on, hit on the ground is short. Smith, the feed of the bag, and Lopes is in time. Lopes' throw to first is there. A 6-4-3 twin killing puts two outs on the board here in the sixth. Kruger moves from second to third. Thompson retired up the middle with how hard that one was hit. It was an afterthought on the throw to first. A rocket right to the chest of Smith on a bounce. Brings up Steele Walker with two outs and a runner on. That's big for Las Vegas as bullpen struggled in retiring inherited runners so far this year. Left-handed batting Walker in with three men on the right side of the infield against him. Davidson all alone on the left as his first pitch fastball's high and inside. Walker is hitless but has walked so far on the night. He's grounded out to first and lined out to straightaway center. Take a nice grab by Christian Pache. Slider that stays inside turns Walker away for ball two. Aaron Brown came into this with 13 runners inherited. He's allowed five of them to score so far. He'll try to keep it at that number with two outs and a runner on third base. Here's the 2-0 to Walker. Nice breaking slider traveling across the entirety of the plate for a called strike one. This is the 24th outing of the year for Aaron Brown, breaking a tie with Holmes for the most out of the Aviators' pen. 2-3 with a 6.46 ERA thus far. He deals from the stretch. Walker hits a ground ball right back to him. Brown fields it on one hop, makes the underhand flip to first base in time. What a way to get out of a jam. Aaron Brown comes in, two outs, or two on, nobody out. A double play and a ground ball right back to him later. And Las Vegas out of Dodge in the top of the sixth inning. Aviators due up in the bottom of the frame, trailing by the slimmest of margins, 5-4.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Aviators trail the Round Rock Express by a 5-4 score. A new pitcher into the game is Nick Snyder. A long, lanky right-hander at 6'4", 190 pounds, in behind Taylor Hearn, who went five innings full. Matt Davidson in from the right to lead things off against Snyder. Davidson homered off Hearn in the fourth. Davidson, it's a sky-high pop-up to the right side of the infield on the first pitch. First baseman Hernandez calling it, backing up, able to make the catch as he was drifting back towards the outfield. Davidson tried to jump all over the first pitch that Snyder threw from the right side, but instead it's the first out of the sixth inning. Snyder, the right-hander out of Palm City, Florida, drafted by the Rangers in the 19th round in 2017 out of Indian River State Junior College, one of the top JUCO programs in the country. Been back and forth from the big league club this year. Vince Fernandez stands in from the left, 0 for 2. He swings to the first pitch. Pops it sky high, but straight back. 99 on the fastball for Snyder. He's a hard thrower, to be sure. Snyder standing tall as he comes set. Fernandez swings and misses. That's changeup at 92. That'll go strike two, and they make him a little bit differently nowadays, with Snyder pitching for four different levels in the Rangers system last year. The 0-2 to Fernandez is way outside at 98. Snyder, a hard thrower, that's made a handful of appearances at the major league level this year. Two relief outings, lasting a full inning with the Rangers. He did not go well as he was optioned back down. Swing and a miss for strike three for Fernandez. Nick Snyder comes in throwing gas and sets down the first two batters in four pitches. Brings up Billy McKinney, who has struck out twice so far. Final line for Taylor Hearn, who left after five innings in line for the win. Four runs, all earned on five hits. Walked three, struck out seven in his first minor league action since April of 2019. Nobody on ahead of McKinney, and Snyder. It was a slider over the outside for a called strike one. Hearn made it through five innings, making it the fourth straight game that Round Rock has had their starting pitcher go at least five. 3-0 with a 1.45 ERA in the last three games are the Round Rock starting pitchers alone. That fastball's high. McKinney evens it up at one. Starting pitchers have allowed seven earned runs over 23 and two-thirds innings for Round Rock over these last four games. Ground ball, right side, past the diving second baseman Nash into right field. And McKinney not only puts a ball in play for the first time tonight, but reaches base for the first time. It's his 33rd hit since being added to the Aviators roster. And no true 1-2-3 inning for Snyder in the Express in the bottom of the sixth inning. So what that does is brings a tying run on base, go-ahead run to the plate. And Garcia RBI single in the fifth inning, giving the Aviators all the hope they need, as they have had some late-frame comebacks here in the friendly confines of Las Vegas Ballpark. Right-handed batting shortstop Kevin Smith. Swings of the first pitch and can't catch up at 96. He's 0 for 2. He's ended each inning in which he's come to bat prior. Looking to break that trend here. Struck out swinging to end the second, flied out to center to end the fourth. He's also now swung at the first pitch of every at-bat. Very small lead for McKinney off the bag at first. Here's the 0-1. Smith makes contact but fouls it straight back into the mitt of Kruger to bring the count 0-2. For Round Rock, Snyder has made 17 outings, including a spot start. 1-0 record, 6.43 ERA to go along with the save. 25 strikeouts in 14 and two-thirds innings, including tonight. Stands tall as he comes set. Here's the 0-2. Fastball well outside. Watched easily by Smith for ball number one. Action behind Snyder in the Round Rock bullpen. As another hard-throwing right-hander, Jonathan Hernandez, gets loose. Runner breaks from first. Smith hits a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Doro can't get it. McKinney will round second, head to third without a throw. Hit and run to perfection on a 1-2 count with two down. And the tying runs on third. Go-ahead run on first base here in the bottom of inning number six. Kevin Smith could not have picked a better time for his first hit of the night. His first hit last night made it really close in the bottom of the ninth inning. He came around to score. Made it a 5-3 game at that point. Here in a 5-4 game, he singles to move McKinney to third. If McKinney is not breaking there, very, very unlikely he advances two bases. after Schneider was dominant, retiring Davidson on a pitch and striking out Fernandez on four back-to-back singles. And here comes the manager, Matt Hagen. He's going to grab the right-hander off the mound and bring in Jonathan Hernandez, who also throws extremely hard from the right side. It'll be Christian Lopes batting when we return, as we'll step aside for the pitching change. But don't go far, because it's the bottom of the sixth. Two on, two down. It's the tying and go-ahead runs on base for Christian Lopes, with Jonathan Hernandez in. Round Rock, for now, leading 5-4.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
A crowd of 8,080 making some noise as Jonathan Hernandez fires his final warm-up tosses, with the Aviators trailing by the slimmest of margins, down 5-4. Here on a Saturday night in front of a packed house, Christian Lopes due up against right-hander Hernandez, who's on a Major League rehab assignment coming back from Tommy John surgery. Did not pitch all of last year. 6'2", 200-pound right-hander calls Memphis, Tennessee home, and what a situation for him to be inserted in. After Matt Davidson popped out on the first pitch that Nick Snyder threw, he then struck out Vince Fernandez. McKinney and Smith with back-to-back seeing-eye singles behind him. So here's Hernandez. Snyder gave up two hits and struck out one over two-thirds of an inning. No runs allowed so far. Lopes, with a double and a walk, has not been held off the base path tonight. Two out, two on in a 5-4 game. First pitch up and away at 98. Hernandez doesn't throw from quite a three-quarters arm angle, but not quite sidearm either. But definitely does dip the arm down. He'll take the sign from the catcher, Kruger. 1-0 fastball in the same spot as the previous offering. Fastball well away for a called ball, too. In the Major League rehab assignment, this is appearance number 12 for Hernandez. 0-2 with a 4.82 ERA. Pitched against the Aviators on the 29th. Lopes watches up. 99, but high for ball three. Waiting on deck is the leadoff man, Luis Barrera. Lopes, who walked in his last at-bat, way ahead. 3 balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Right down the chute for strike one. Lopes didn't pick the bat off the shoulder, smartly so. Hernandez threw a 1-2-3 eighth inning in a 10-1 Round Rock win on Wednesday. Faced off against Drew Jackson, Luis Barrera, and Vince Fernandez. Ball four, fastball way upstairs. That'll load the bases for Luis Barrera, who's got a flair for the dramatic. Lopes remains perfect, 1-for-1 with a double and 2 walks. Smith up to second, McKinney down to third. And the pressure of the moment lost on nobody. Here comes the pitching coach, Bill Semus. So Nick Snyder removed after giving up 2 singles, but then Jonathan Hernandez walks Christian Lopes on 5 pitches. Brings up Luis Barrera. And how about this situation? Tying run on third. Go-ahead run on second with Round Rock up 5-4. Lopes on first all of a sudden represents an insurance run. This is an area that Luis Barrera has had limited opportunities this year, but limited success, at least with the Aviators. 0-2 with the bases loaded. He struck out and grounded out to end an inning. Home plate umpire Luis Hernandez out to break up the meeting of the minds atop the mound. As the crowd gets into this one. Best opportunity for the Las Vegas Aviators comes here in the bottom of the sixth. First frame in which they've put more than two runners on base. And here comes Luis Barrera. He struck out his last two at-bats, faced off against Hearn in both of those plate appearances. He walked in the first and scored the first run for Las Vegas. Bases loaded, two down. Aviators trail 5-4. Barrera backs away from a first-pitch fastball that's called for strike one. Hernandez, a hard, hard thrower from the right. 98 on that fastball to Luis Barrera. Infield's deep with the exception of the third baseman, Ibanez. Everybody a step to the right as well, with the first baseman Hernandez hugging the line. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. He threw an off-speed that Barrera was well early on. He pulled everything down the right field side. He was trying to drive it to the grassy berm beyond the bullpens. So now plenty of room for Hernandez to work with on the mound here. Ahead, nothing and two. Barrera looking to put a ball in play for the first time tonight. Right-hander set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and in. That was the slider that Barrera swung and missed at the prior offering. That time it was by the back foot for ball one. No one up in the Aviators bullpen. Aaron Brown faced two batters in the sixth and got all three outs after Miguel Romero walked two to lead it off. It'll be Brownie's seventh. Barrera trying to tie it. He swings, chops one down the first base side, just foul. It took the first hop in fair territory. And then on the second big hop, first baseman Hernandez was well in foul ground before he touched it up. Ended up sneaking by him down the line. Short out for the ball traffic controller on the right field side to go flip it into the seats. Barrera's got the count at 1-2 against him. Next pitch will be the fifth of the at-bat. Outfield, deep and straight up as Barrera digs in ahead of the 1-2 offering. Lopes off first, Smith off second, McKinney off third with two down. Hernandez a brief step off the back of the mound to reset the pitch clock. Barrera back in from the left. Hernandez takes the sign, a chest-high set, the 1-2. Barrera swings and misses at a breaking ball down low. And out of a bases-loaded jam on the third strikeout of the night for Luis Barrera are the Round Rock Express. We've played six full. Las Vegas with an opportunity, unable to do anything with it in the bottom of the sixth. The score, Round Rock 5, Las Vegas 4.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Steiner's, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
So many new things to protect in life.
little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
This is Steve Conley, pitching coach for the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
5-4, Round Rock leading Las Vegas as we're on to the seventh inning. Aaron Brown's first pitch in his second inning of work is a fastball into Andy Ibañez, right-handed batting third baseman who falls behind nothing and one. Opportunity squandered for the Aviators in the bottom of the sixth, stranding the bases loaded in a one-run contest. A swing and a pop fly down the right field side will send the first baseman McKinney heading towards the dugout. He'll watch it bounce into the third row of seats behind the right field side. The count's nothing and two to Ibañez, the cleanup hitter tonight, leading things off in the seventh. Josh Soleil and Elier Hernandez awaiting behind him. Brown, who got a double play and a ground out back to him for all three outs in the sixth, deals high. That 0-2 fastball was a bait pitch for Ibañez, who didn't offer up at it. The Cuban refugee, 1-for-3 with the base hit in the first, a strikeout and a lineout. Lines this one foul into the netting down the first base side. Aaron Brown doing a great job of coming into a tough situation with two on, no outs. Made quick work of the two hitters he faced. He deals out of the full windup as Ibañez offers up, trying to hold up on the check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire Luis Hernandez. And Aaron Brown has now recorded four outs in three batters since coming in out of the Las Vegas bullpen. Great effort tonight by Brownie already, as that'll bring in Josh Soleil, who aside from his two-run home run in the third, has struck out twice. Aaron Brown now has 13 inherited base runners coming in this year. He's allowed five of them to score. He gets ahead of Soleil, nothing and one on a fastball. But for Brown, he had the most inherited runners of any Aviators reliever this year. Really good success. Soleil swings and misses, laid around on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Aaron Brown. He's quickly behind nothing and two. Brown working quickly. He deals on an 0-2 fastball that's outside. Brown is mentioned often, a former position player. Or outfielder in the Philadelphia organization. This 1-2 pitch is chopped to the first base of McKinney, who grabs it on a hop. He'll win the foot race to the bag against Soleil on his own. A 3 unassisted ground out. Quickly 2 up and 2 away here in the 7th. Aaron Brown has been excellent here in the end of June and now the beginning of July. Elier Hernandez last hopes for Round Rock to extend the 7th. He's homered and singled along with a strikeout. Aaron Brown was excellent in Round Rock on the 28th. Back on Tuesday in the opening game. Missing outside on a fastball. Left on right matchup goes 1-0. Zach Logue went 6 2/3 innings in the opening game in Round Rock. Brown threw 2 1/3. Finished the game up. Swing and a miss by Hernandez moves the count even. 94 ducking underneath the bat for strike one. Brown threw the final 2 1/3 innings. Going through 8 out of the 9 hitters in the lineup. Just a swing and a miss on a slider this time. Hernandez went quickly behind 0-2. Hernandez struck out swinging against Brown to end the bottom of the ninth. Only game the Aviators have won against the Express so far. It was a 6-1 win on Tuesday evening. Brown takes the sign from Langoliers. Game rocks. Time called in the middle of his delivery, so we'll have to wait just a moment. Next pitch for Brown will be his 20th. Comes with 1-2 count and 2 down here in the top of the 7th. 5-4, Round Rock on top. Here's the left-hander's offering, Hernandez. It's a ground ball to the left side. Backing up is Davidson. Picked it up on the second hop. Long throw down the line. Gloved by McKinney for the final out. 1-2-3, top of the 7th inning. So far, so good for Aaron Brown. Coming out of the stretch break in the bottom of the 7th, Aviators will send 2, 3, and 4 up to the plate, trailing Round Rock by a 5-4 score.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Coming out of the stretch break in the bottom of the seventh inning, Las Vegas down 5-4 against Round Rock. Aaron Brown going through three batters and 12 pitches in the top of the seventh inning. He's taking care of business so far. He's faced five batters and recorded six outs, including a double play against Ezekiel Duran when he entered with two outs and nobody, two on, nobody out in the sixth. Christian Pache stands in, representing the tying run in a 5-4 game. Back out for more is Jonathan Hernandez. 10 pitches to the final two batters of the sixth. Stranded, the bases loaded. Right-handed batting Pache takes a slider low. All for ball one. After making his debut yesterday and going 1-for-3 with a walk, Pache 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles and another walk this evening. 1-0 from Hernandez. Fouled straight down. 97 that Pache was just able to make contact with. So we've got Pache in his second game in AAA after spending the first 68 games in the big leagues, and Jonathan Hernandez, who's making his 12th appearance in a major league rehab outing. A check swing by Pache. They appealed on the first base side, and no, he did not, says Mike Snover. Watched outside, moves the count 2-1. Aaron Brown. 5 up, 5 down, including a strikeout on 20 pitches. Garrett Acton getting loose beyond the bullpen behind him. Pache offers up at a slider out of the zone, fading away, so he can't connect to bring it to 2-2. Hernandez in 11 outings coming into the night. And struck out 9, walked 9, and 9 in the third innings. Although opponents batting just .263 against him. The Barrera strikeout with the bases loaded, the 10th for the right-hander on the year. Pache swings and misses at strike 3, making 11. It's the second straight strikeout from Hernandez. Leadoff man retired in the bottom of inning number 7. Aviators with 10 strikeouts in the game, all of them swinging. In fact, Jack Cushing, with the only backwards K of the game, froze Jack Kruger back in the second. Took a called strike 3, one of the 6 strikeouts for Cushing, who left with a loss, or in line, rather, for the loss after giving up 4 runs on 8 hits in 4 innings. One out, nobody on for Shea Langeliers, who's hitless so far with a trio of pop-outs. He can't connect in a first-pitch slider over the inside for strike 1. Langeliers with pop-outs first in the infield in the first and the third, and then a fly ball out to straightaway center in his last at-bat in the fifth against Taylor Hearn. He swings at a 90-mile-an-hour slider. Pitch is dailing in the dirt as it's called for strike 2. Hermes Garcia awaits on deck. Las Vegas with 2 runs in the fifth inning. Matt Davidson with a solo home run in the fourth and a sacrifice fly from Garcia in the first. 0-2 breaking pitch is low. Good watch by Langeliers. Now action in both bullpens. It's Garrett Acton continuing to get loose for Las Vegas. Yeri Rodriguez, 40-man roster member for Texas, getting loose. Right-hander wearing number 45 for the Round Rock Express. Hernandez set on 1-2. Here's the pitch to Langoliers. He swings, crushes this one to left center. Going back is Duran. Center fielder turns around and watches it bounce over the yellow line. Ruled a home run for Shea Langoliers, who has the game tied. Somebody tell Shea. He stops at second base. His first hit of the night is a big one. Homer number 14, and we are tied at 5. He hit it just over the yellow line, above the center field fence, before it goes skyward towards the video board. A group of eagle-eyed fans watching over the railing, pointing it out, credits it Darius Gani. Third base umpire saw it right away, ruled it a home run immediately. It was the correct call, and the score's knotted up at 5. Here's Dermis Garcia with one out and nobody on. He takes a mean swing. He doesn't connect, as that slider was way outside. But for Shea Langoliers, homer number 14, RBI number 37. Both of those tops in the club right now. Another slider in the dirt. Garcia spits on this one down and away. Garcia's got 2 of the 5 runs batted in tonight for the Aviators. Sacrifice fly in the first, followed by a line out to short in the third. Drove in a run on the 5th inning as well. Another slider. Hernandez spins this one inside for strike 2. Garcia single to left, scoring Pache from 2nd in the 5th. He was then put out 7-3-4, trying to get back to the first base. Here's the 1-2 offering from Jonathan Hernandez. Garcia swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt for strike 3. First time he's been set down via strikes. And it's the third strikeout over the last 4 batters by Jonathan Hernandez. Intersected only by the Langoliers' long ball. Davidson, who's already homer tonight, steps in from the right. Davidson's got his 2 young children in the crowd tonight. Last time that occurred in the series, he won Pacific Coast League Player of the Week. He swings to the first pitch and clobbers a fastball straight down. That's a foul ball for Davidson, who's 1 of 3. Aside from the home run, a strikeout in the first, and a pop out to Hernandez at first in the 6th. So a walk and a home run, the only blemishes, the only non-strikeouts for Jonathan Hernandez thus far. As Davidson started to go around, able to hold up on a check swing as the fastball missed way high. The Langoliers' home run, the first that Hernandez has allowed in over 10 innings in a Major League rehab stint. Bouncing ball, watched easily by Davidson. 88 on the changeup. 2 balls and a strike to count. 5 runs apiece. Round Rock out hitting Las Vegas by 1, leading 9-8 in that category. The Aviators never really out of this game. Once they scored 2 in the 5th to make it a 1-run contest, that changed things for sure. Hernandez deals on 2-1. His slider is way outside for ball 3. Tell you what, the fastball was his main weapon of choice. Facing off against Lopes and Barrera in the 6th. Here in the 7th, he's thrown a ton of breaking balls. Davidson's in a great hitter's count at 3-1 with Vince Fernandez awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 4. Great watch by Matty D on the 2nd free pass issued by the right-hander Hernandez. Just watching down the third base side, keeping an eye out for Round Rock manager Matt Hagan. He's at the bottom of the steps. With the right-hander looking loose beyond the right field fence. And, yeah, here he comes now. So Hagan's going to make the move to the pen. At least that's what it looks like, as he'll now make the point as he crosses the foul line. So Fernandez is going to face off against Yeri Rodriguez as Jonathan Hernandez looked excellent and gave up the Langoliers home run and walked Davidson. Davidson represents the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 7th inning. Yeri Rodriguez in. We'll step aside for the pitching change with the score all tied at 5 between Round Rock and Las Vegas.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Tied up at 5, we're in the bottom of the 7th inning. It's the right-hander Yerry Rodriguez into the game. 6'2", 210-pound Dominican right-hander up against Vince Fernandez. Jonathan Hernandez walked Matt Davidson for his second free pass issued and then was bounced. Two outs, one on for Fernandez, who swings and misses, offering up at a fastball high out of the zone. Vince is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Yerry Rodriguez 1-0 with a 4.5 ERA. Team leading 26th appearance of the year. He struck out 38 in 30 innings. Deals a big breaking curveball that Fernandez waves at for strike two. The opponent's batting just 248 against Yerry Rodriguez. He's allowed 15 runs all earned on 29 hits over 136 batters. Comes set on 0-2. Here's the delivery. Fernandez swings and misses at 99 in on the hands for strike three, but Shea Langeliers ties the game in the bottom of the 7th inning. The only hit of the inning leaves the yard, and we're right back where we started, all tied up. Top of the 8th upcoming, Round Rock in Las Vegas, all knotted up at 5.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
New arm into the game for the Aviators, who have it all tied at 5 against the Round Rock Express. Into the top of the 8th inning, it'll be the right-hander Garrett Acton up against the 7-8-9 hitters for Round Rock. Shea Langeliers, the hero to this point, tying the game for Las Vegas. First time that the Aviators have had it tied since the third inning. It is 14th home run of the year to straightaway center field. Just cleared the yellow line on the wall beyond the left center field fence, just shy of the video board. Acting in behind Garrett Brown, who was sterling through two innings full. One strikeout, two innings tossed, and 20 pitches for Brown. Everything else zeros. No runs, no hits, no walks. As Acton misses outside to the switch hitting Nash Knight, second baseman, in from the left side. One for two, he was hit by a pitch. It's a hard throwing Garrett Acton, deals 96 on the fastball, swing and a miss for Knight for strike one. Aaron Brown will leave with a no decision, as will Jonathan Hernandez, who gave up the Langeliers home run. Swinging foul ball goes back into the mitt. Langeliers squeezes it for strike two. Hernandez bailed out by Yeri Rodriguez, who struck out Vince Fernandez swinging. Acton well ahead. Here's the 1-2. Fastball at 98 up and away. Acton, who has been excellent with Las Vegas so far, 1-0. He's not allowed to run over 5 2/3 innings. 6 strikeouts to 1 walks for him. As this 2-2 pitch is poked out of play down the third base side. Opponents hitting 150 off of Garrett Acton, who was the closer for Illinois before he was drafted originally by the White Sox in 2016. A 35th round pick. As he comes set on 2-2, he rocks and fires. Knight takes a breaking ball way down. It'll skip past Shea Langeliers. Acton rated as the number 29 prospect in the Athletics organization right now. Fastball, slider, changeup. Three-pitch mix for the Illinois Boyne right-hander. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Fastball lined into left field for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Luis Barrera as Nash Knight singles for the second time tonight. Third time he's reached base in 4 plate appearances. And both of his hits the other way. He lined out to left field earlier in the game as well, so he's thinking opposite field the entirety of tonight. Ryan Doro with one on, nobody out ahead of him. A 5-5 game, getting late here in the top of the 8th inning. He's 1 of 3 so far, singled in the second, reached on a fielder's choice ground ball in the third. Rounded out to short in the 5th. Squares to bunt, drops one down the first base side. It rolls into foul territory and is touched up by Garrett Acton. Acton, one of the handful of guys, more than a handful of guys, who were really jobbed out of an opportunity in the shortened draft of 2020. It was a 5-round draft in 2020. Acton went undrafted. So that I mentioned earlier, he was drafted by the White Sox. That was out of high school. He went to St. Louis for a year, then Illinois for 3 years, stayed in the Midwest. Here's his 0-1 to Doro. Doesn't bunt, instead watches a fastball right down the middle at 97 for a called strike. So Acton signed with a free agent, bursting onto the scene in his first year last year, 2 years ago rather. 87 strikeouts and 57 2/3 innings a year ago. Here's his 0-2 to Doro, who swings and misses at strike three. That's a 97 mile an hour heater. Legitimate upper 90 stuff from Acton, who's got one out and a runner on first base after a leadoff single. Brings up Jack Kruger, who's 0-2 with a walk. The 20-80 grading scale, a fastball for Acton, a 65. That's well above average. Slider above average at 55 as well. 50 is your average pitch. He throws the slider there, brings it in through the front door on the inside. Call for strike one to Kruger. Acton, a late inning reliever to be sure. Comes set on 0-1, look to first as he now deals to the plate. Way late on the slider at 84 is Kruger. He was fooled badly there. And a swing and a miss moves the count quickly to nothing and two. Acton with the belt tie set on 0-2. Here's the delivery. Nicely spotted fastball, but outside 99 on the radar gun. That is as hard as he will fire one in there. The 1-2 count. Acton working with some tempo out of the stretch. 1-2 fastball fouled into the net down the first base side. Late on 98 was Kruger. Stays alive. The 1-2 count against him. In Double A Midland this year, Acton in 19 appearances was 1-3 with a 4.29 ERA, 6 saves and 8 tries. Opponents hit 269 against him in the Texas League. He gets another foul ball, this time slapped over the screen. Another 99 mile an hour fastball. Acton is not a big guy by baseball standards, 6'2", 215, but the 24-year-old out of Illinois really ramps it up, comes from a straight over the top angle, generates some great downward playing on the fastball. See what he comes with on 1-2. It's a breaking ball. Great block by Langoliers, who had to slide to the right on the knees. He kept it in front of him and kept the go-ahead run Knight at bay on first. So the count now 2-2. So Jack Kruger with the leadoff man Bubba Thompson awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Acton fires. Slider swung and missed for strike three. Acton had him guessing that entirety of the at-bat with the slider. Sets down the second straight batter via the K. And here comes Bubba Thompson. Now this is a real challenge for Acton out of the pen. Thompson has homered, singled, and walked. Only time he hasn't reached is when he grounded out to third to end the second. Knight on first with two down. 5-5 the score in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch, high and inside. 97 on the fastball. It's just the sixth ball that Acton has thrown out of his 18 pitches. For the time being, both bullpens quiet. Yuri Rodriguez looks like he's going to have the bottom of the eighth inning for Round Rock. A couple of looks to first. Acton fires softly over there. That was not his best move. Call it the B move. Back in standing and safely is Knight, who is 0-1 in stolen base attempts in 27 games played, including this evening. The count 1-0 to Thompson. See, trying to hold up on a check swing. They appealed on the first base side, and no, he did not, says Mike Snover. Paid attendance of 8,080 disagrees. But with the wind blowing out to right in a 5-5 game, count goes to 2-0 against Thompson. Big gap on the right side of the infield with McKinney holding on. His pitch is grounded up the middle. Diving is the shortstop, Smith. He's got it. Up to first. The throw is laid and up the line. McKinney can't handle it. Heading from second to third is Nash Knight. And now runners on the corners. They're going to give Thompson a base hit. With the way that that ball was hit, I don't think Smith necessarily had a play at second base. Likely did the right thing by popping up and throwing, but he's going to get charged with an error, pulling McKinney off the bag and advancing Knight from second to third. But Thompson's speed definitely weighs heavy on the mind of an infielder on a play like that. Great job by Kevin Smith just to get to that ball. But the throw up the line and Knight to third. Thompson stays on first. Runners in the corners for two down. Here's Ezekiel Duran. Right-handed batter. Swings and fouls the fastball back into the mitt for strike one. Got to keep a close eye on Thompson at second base. He can wreak havoc on the base paths. Duran jumps straight from Double A to the big leagues this year and sent down prior to this series. Thompson goes. A great jump. This one swung on, playable to right center field. Charging is Pache. Right fielder Fernandez calls him off at the last moment. It drops. It bounces off the glove and drops. The throw to second base is late. Both runs score. Round Rock leads 7-5. A miscommunication in right center field on a ball that should have ended the inning. Pache and Fernandez came together. I don't know if either of them ever called it. It bounced off the glove of Pache. At that point, Knight was standing behind home plate. They're going to rule E8, no RBI for Duran. What an unfortunate break for Acton, for the Aviators, for everybody involved. Your name is Ezekiel Duran. So thanks to two errors in the eighth inning, two unearned runs charged to Garrett Acton. And it's now a 7-5 advantage for Round Rock. Steele Walker stands in from the left with two outs and a runner on. A left-handed batting DH swings and fouls the first pitch fastball straight back. A deflating error to say the least. And for the last two nights, Pache, the communication with his new teammates in the outfield, it was McKinney yesterday and left, Fernandez here in this situation in the right, has been lacking. There was a ball that dropped right between McKinney and Pache last night in left center. That one could have been caught by either the center or the right fielder easily for the final out. Walker backs away from a slider down by the back foot, and it goes 1-1. These are things that Pache doesn't deal with often as one of the premier defenders across all levels of baseball in the outfield. Acton's 1-1 delivery. Fouled back by Walker on a breaking pitch. So again, the unearned runs charged to Garrett Acton. His ERA remains at zeros. There was a throwing error by Kevin Smith on the ball off the bat of Bubba Thompson. And Durant, a two-base error, plating two runs. All the action coming after a couple of strikeouts. 1-2 pitch way outside on a fastball, and it's now even to Walker, who's 0-3. He's the only, rather one of two hitless members of the Express. He's walked. Same with Jack Kruger at the bottom of the lineup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. However, two runs scoring on two hits and two costly errors. And one man left on. And all of a sudden, in the bottom of the eighth, the Aviators with some work to do. Las Vegas trailing Round Rock 7-5.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
A pair of errors with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Plated two runs for the Round Rock Express in Las Vegas. Enters into the penultimate frame, trailing 7-5. Billy McKinney takes a changeup high from Yerry Rodriguez. Pitch called for ball one. Garrett Acton, with two unearned runs charged against him, struck out three of the six batters he faced in the eighth inning. McKinney goes the other way on a line drive, but it'll fade into the seats for a foul ball. Billy's one of three, followed by Kevin Smith, who's also one of three. Christian Lopes, the third batter of the inning, with a double and two walks on the night. 1-1 pitch to McKinney is up and away on a changeup. Meanwhile, Brian Howard loosening up beyond the right field fence. Garrett Acton was very good, giving up two hits. The two errors really costly against him. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed, and look out, the bat goes flying. It slipped out of the hand of Billy McKinney and held in by the protective netting. That was in the section of seats right in front of the first base dugout. McKinney with a 2-2 count against him, and Jack Kruger is heading down to the third base dugout. Looks like he's pointing at the mitt. Maybe asking for his backup catcher's mitt. Something went wrong there. But for Yeri Rodriguez, a clutch situation in the bottom of the seventh. He struck out Vince Fernandez with Matt Davidson on first base. At that time, would have been the go-ahead run after Shea Langeliers homered in the seventh. And a ball that left the bat at 105 miles an hour, traveled and projected 407 feet to straightaway center. McKinney's got more grip on the bat. Kruger's got another mitt behind the plate. Rodriguez deals, and McKinney swings and misses at strike three. Climbing the ladder on an elevated fastball. Rodriguez has now struck out the two batters he's faced to end the seventh and now begin the eighth. And Kruger's going back to the dugout again. I think he either wants a third glove or maybe the original one back to him. Tough to tell from a distance, but he's got a different mitt. I won't say a new one, but a different one. So he's back behind home plate. Kevin Smith awaiting him in the right-handed batter's box. He singled in the sixth, was stranded on second. Las Vegas left the bases loaded. Luis Barrera's strikeout capped off any chance there. Another swing and a miss on the first pitch of an at-bat for Kevin Smith. He's now swung and missed at the first pitch of each of his four at-bats, although Round Rock with some flamethrowers tonight. All four guys in the upper 90s on the fastball. This 100-mile-an-hour fastball is fouled back. Out of all the hard fastballs we've seen tonight, including all four Round Rock pitchers and Garrett Acton, who throws in the upper 90s, no one's touched 100 until now. Rodriguez also does it from kind of a three-quarters arm slot, not quite straight overhand, adding to the deception. Here's his 0-2 out of the full windup. As Smith laces it to straightaway center. Heading in is Durans. He dives. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. First base umpire Mike Snover ruling it early and emphatically. What a catch by Duran. Kevin Smith smoked that ball. And on the replay, that was the correct ruling. Great diving grab from Ezekiel Duran. That goes as the second out of the eighth inning quickly. Three up and three down against Rodriguez. That's the first ball put in play against him. It was off the bat at 100 miles an hour for the lineout. Christian Lopes swings and drives one the other way. Heading in and now back is the right fielder Thompson. He's able to make the catch without consequence. And Las Vegas down to their final three outs after going 1-2-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Round Rock two up in the top of the ninth inning. Looks like it's going to be Brian Howard advancing in from the Aviators bullpen. Round Rock leading Las Vegas 7-5.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Ryan Howard on to toss the top of the ninth for Las Vegas. As it's a 7-5 lead for Round Rock. 2 earned runs charged to Garrett Acton. who Howard is relieving, acted an inning on 27 pitches, 18 strikes. Gave up, again, two unearned runs on two hits while striking out all three outs of the inning. Acton was good. It was the two errors behind him, one by Smith, one by Pache, especially the Pache one that really came back to hurt. Here's Andy Ibanez in the middle of the lineup, set to lead things off against Brian Howard. As the 6'9" right-hander gets a ground ball, weakly hit to short. Charging is Smith. He sets the feet, fires a missile across the diamond. One pitch, one out. So far, so good for Brian Howard, as he's able to retire Ibanez, who drops to 1-for-5. Josh Soleil is 1-for-4 coming in. His only hit left the yard. A homer off of Jack Cushing in the third. Howard's making his 19th outing, including a trio of spot starts. Pitch to the record of 2-1 with a 6.75 ERA. Left-handed batting Soleil watches a fastball low. 36 innings, 37 strikeouts for Howard, who's walked just 13 batters. Pitching mainly out of the bullpen for the first time in his career. Pitching out of the stretch exclusively tonight as he clips the bottom of the zone with a called strike one. Howard spent all of last year with Las Vegas, mainly as a starter. 24 outings, 21 games started for the former TCU Horned Frog. Working down in the zone here, gets another called strike to Soleil. He takes a step out of the box. No batting gloves to readjust. The old school look for Soleil. So he just kind of claps the hands, taps back in from the left side ahead of the 1-2. As Howard set his offering. Down low, that's the changeup. A good watch. Howard working with some tempo as there's three men shifted to the right side of the infield behind him. Deals another changeup that's way outside for ball three. And Howard pitching for the second time here in this split six-game set. Threw on the 29th back on Wednesday night, two scoreless innings. 3-2 payoff pitch watched high and away for ball four. Soleil works on for the second time tonight. And on their first walk of the night, for the left fielder. One on, one down. Howard looking to get a ground ball off the bat of Elier Hernandez. First baseman grounded out in his last at bat in the seventh off of Aaron Brown, who threw two perfect innings. Came in with two on, nobody out in the sixth. Double play and a ground ball following. And then all three outs of the seventh. Hernandez takes the first pitch, watching all the way on a fastball that's in for a called strike. Brian threw on Wednesday night in the 10-1 loss in the second game in Round Rock. It's the seventh and the eighth inning. Round Rock not needing to bat in the ninth. He misses way down and out on a curveball. One ball, one strike to Hernandez. Hernandez singled off of Howard in the eighth, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. But I went 9-4. Lopes playing second base that night. Hernandez way early on a breaking pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. A ball and two strikes to the first baseman with one out and one on in a 7-5 game. Round Rock leading. Hernandez has homered, singled, struck out, and grounded out. A couple of steps off the back for Soleil with the hands on the knees. He's not going anywhere. Hernandez just gets a piece of this pitch. A curveball laced straight back. Fastball, curveball, sweeping slider, and an average-ranked changeup. A four-pitch mix. And the St. Louis native, Brian Howard. He's set on 1-2. Here's the pitch. Down low, great block by Langoliers, who picked it on a backhand effort. As that one short-hopped in at 91 for ball two. Baseball America tapped Howard as a top 40 prospect in the A system entering into the season. Ranked him at number 37. Fastball velo increasing year by year. He throws a fastball here that bounces. Advancing up to second is Soleil. The throw from Langoliers is high. Lopes grabs it and applies the tag for the second out. Soleil hesitated, and it gave Langoliers just enough time. Yeah, he ran, stopped, and Langoliers, with as good an arm as any catcher at any level in baseball, mincemeat of Soleil at second base, and all of a sudden, a A 3-2 count with nobody on and two down. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Outside, ball four.
It would have been
a great way to end the top of the ninth for Howard, give the Aviators a bit of momentum, but we'll try and keep the score where it is nonetheless. It's 7-5, Round Rock leading. Hernandez down to first with two down. Here's Nash Knight. Switch hitting second baseman in from the left. 2-for-3 with a hit by pitch. First pitch, fastball. Nicely spotted. Painting black on the outside was Howard at 89. Clean 0-1 count to Knight, who lined out to left field in the second. His two hits both the other way. With that in mind, they're still shifted to the right against him. Howard gets ahead 0-2, finding the outer third yet again on a strike. It's Kevin Smith all alone on the left side of the infield, and they are giving up the third base side. Smith lined up in a traditional shortstop alignment. Time called briefly before the 0-2. Knight stepping out of the box, now back in. Hernandez off first. Howard set atop the mound. Runner goes. 0-2 pitch, check swing in the dirt. The throw is into center field behind the shortstop, Smith. Advancing from second to third is Elier Hernandez. Stolen base E2, a 180-foot advancement for Hernandez. It's his seventh steal and eight tries on the year. And all of a sudden, a very important insurance run on third. There's a huge difference in baseball between a two-run lead and a three-run lead. As everyone's heard the term a bloop and a blast, two runs definitely able to overcome. Howard ahead 1-2. He misses low and away on a fading changeup as the count goes all square tonight. I mean, the big difference is with a three-run lead, you would need at least two base runners to reach and then something to happen. This is a big out right here for Howard. The pitch. Check swing inside on a fastball at 93. That's about as high as Howard will ramp it up on the velocity. And now, with a runner on third and two down, the count full to Nash Knight. Ryan Doyle, the shortstop, awaiting on deck. Here's the payoff offering as Howard's set. He fires. It's swung on, ripped, but foul as he yanks it down the right field side. It'll fade into the seats. So Brian Howard's going to have to throw another 3-2 pitch, at least one more. With Jesus Tinoco, a right-hander wearing number 54, tossing for Round Rock. 7-5 the score here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's another 3-2 pitch from Brian Howard. It's swung on, pulled down the right field side, foul yet again. Basically the same look, a fastball that was pulled by Knight, although that one had a little bit more pop to it. First one was more of a fading drifter. They're shifted to the right, but it's Davidson all alone on the left now. With another 3-2 pitch upcoming. And here it is. Bounces in. It gets past Langoliers. The run's going to score. It's now an 8-5 lead. A wild pitch makes it a three-run advantage. And that's a very, very costly pitch for Brian Howard. It's the third straight walk by the reliever. And here comes the pitching coach, Steve Connolly. Las Vegas with a real primetime chance to come back. A lot of this goes back to the bottom of the sixth in a situation where they stranded the bases loaded. Shane Langoliers tied it up in the seventh. But since then, no hits for Las Vegas. And in the eighth, two unearned runs on two hits and two errors for the Round Rock Express. They've scored a run on three walks, a stolen base, an error, and a wild pitch. Soleil, Hernandez, and Knight all walking in order. After Ibanez grounded out to short on the first pitch of the inning. So now here's Ryan Doro, the number eight batter. Right-handed hitting shortstop who's 1-of-4 with the single. Knight off of first with two down. With the lead now 8-5. Howard, first pitch out of the mound visits in for a strike. Nothing in one count to Doro. Single in the second, followed by a fielder's choice in the third. A ground out to short in the fifth, and a strikeout against Acton in the eighth. Fouls one into the right field side. That'll fade over the sweet level beyond the right field fence. Howard ahead, nothing and two. Trying to limit the damage to one run on no hits of the ninth. Tinoco continues to warm. Looks like a right-hander's just beginning to toss in a worst-case scenario for the Aviators. Runner breaks for second. The pitch outside. Throw from Langoliers on target. And the tag applied by Lopes. So Shane Langoliers doing his part, throwing out two runners at second. And the Aviators in the bottom of the ninth need three to tie, four to walk it off and win it. It'll be the top of the lineup set in the bottom of inning number nine with the Aviators trailing Round Rock 8-5.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
It all comes down to this in the bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas trailing 8-5. As they've got some work to do here with the top of the lineup due up. And the Venezuelan right-hander Jesus Tinoco into the game for the Round Rock Express at the bottom of inning number nine. Jesus Tinoco, right-hander here. Díazbel Arias takes over at first base. So Elier Hernandez replaced by Díazbel Arias. It'll be Barrera, Pache, and Langoliers up against Tinoco. Big body Venezuelan right-hander at 6'4", 245. Signed as a minor league free agent by the Rockies, or rather by the Rangers this past offseason. He's had three separate stints with the Rockies. But that'll bring up Luis Barrera. Tinoco in behind Yeri Rodriguez, who went four up and four down, including two strikeouts on just 12 pitches. Recorded the final out of the seventh and went 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. Brian Howard charged with an earned run after walking three. And a throwing error by Langoliers on a stolen base by Elier Hernandez. Move the runner to third. Elier Hernandez then scored on a wild pitch. First pitch, fastball down and inside to the left-handed hitting Barrera, who gets ahead, one ball, no strikes. He walked, scored in the first, then struck out three times in the third, fifth, and sixth innings. He backs away, his fastball way inside, all for ball two. It's been three errors over the last two innings, each having a direct result in the three runs scored for the Round Rock Express. Barrera clobbers this one. Deep to right center field. Thompson's back at the track. He's going to watch it fly. Kiss it goodbye. Luis Barrera with his second home run in as many nights. Number five on the year for Las Vegas. And he's made it interesting with the score now 8-6. You know you're going to get a good at-bat from Luis Barrera late in games. He just has a knack for some clutch hits. And that one makes it within a two-run game, almost wiping out that run in the top of the ninth inning. So now that diatribe about a bloop and a blast comes into play. As Christian Pache stands in from the right and backs away from an off-speed pitch in by the chin. Barrera finding the power stroke in July. A home run each of the past 2 days. Working quickly is Tinoco. He'll miss outside yet again to Pache. Two balls, no strikes. 2 for 3 is the center fielder. Pache with two doubles, including an RBI on a two-bagger in the fifth. He's also walked and struck out. Swings at a 2-0 fastball and fouls it back to the screen. Pulled it a bit down the third base side. Bat boy will go scoop it up. 2-1 count to Pache. Meanwhile, Tinoco into his 20th game. That's just the third home run he's allowed in 24 innings. 1-2 with a 2.63 ERA. As Pache gets a piece of this one, but pops it up over the netting down the first base side and into the seats for strike two. 25 strikeouts to just 9 walks for Tinoco. And he's got the lowest batting average against out of all the Round Rock bullpen at 174. Drifts a slider outside. Great watch there on a 90-mile-an-hour spinning pitch by Pache. And the count goes full at 3-2 with nobody out, nobody on, and a run across on the Luis Barrera home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jay Langeliers lurking on deck. 3-2 payoff. Call for strike three. A breaking pitch that Pache was fooled by, kind of leaned back on one that dropped right down the middle for the first out of the bottom of the ninth inning. But three true power bats due up for Las Vegas. Langeliers followed by Dermis Garcia and Matt Davidson. Each of them could really put a dent into that lead. Langeliers has homered already. It was in his last at bat in the seventh. Tinoco misses inside with the slider for ball one. Langeliers has popped out 3 times aside from the laser beam line drive of a home run. He swings here and shoots a foul ball back over the screen, and count goes even at 1. Tinoco with a four-seam fastball and a sinker. Also throws a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. 4 out of 5 of those above average pitches. As Langeliers takes a big swing, fouls a slider straight back. Held within the netting this time, and the count goes 1-2. Long look in for Tinoco as he sets at the belt, and he deals. Langeliers swings and rolls one over to the third baseman, Ibanez, who's quick on the transfer, the throw up the line, and a great stretch by Diaz-Bel Arias. Into the game and into the scores column within a put out there. And with that, the Aviators, their backs up against the wall, down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Garcia in from the right. Driven in 2 runs tonight. Takes a swing and a miss. And fastball underneath the bat at 96 from Jesus Tinoco. Garcia struck out swinging in the seventh against Jonathan Hernandez. He's driven in a run on a sac fly and a base hit. He swings at a pitch down underneath the strike zone and misses for strike two. And with the tying run on deck in an 8-6 game, Garcia needs to reach somehow. The count 0-2 with nobody on and 2 down. Bottom of inning number 9. This pitch swung on and missed, and the Aviators fall for the 4th straight night to the Round Rock Express, this time by an 8-6 score, dropping them to 8 games over 500. I'll have the totals when we return.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Fireworks going off in the background as we welcome you back to Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators falling 8-6, fourth straight loss to Round Rock. The loss drops the Aviators to 42-34, still eight games up over 500, still in first place in the Pacific Coast League West. It drops their home record at 25-16. Meanwhile, Round Rock up to five games over 500, 41-36, winners of four in a row. Third place in the PCL East is their road record, the second best in the league coming into the night, advances up to 22-16. Round Rock and the winning line score on the road. Scored 8 runs on 11 hits. Clean night defensively for the worst fielding team in the league. They left 8 men on. Las Vegas, 6 runs on 9 hits, 3 errors, all in the last 2 innings and all leading to runs. They left 7 men on base. It's Yuri Rodriguez with the win to go to 2-0. Rodriguez out of the bullpen, an inning and a third perfect. 4 up and 4 down, including a couple of strikeouts as he goes to 2-0 on the year. A tough luck loss for Garrett Acton, as he gave up 2 hits, but 2 errors brought home 2 unearned runs against him in his only inning of work in the 8th. As Acton moves to 1-1, his ERA stays at 0s. Jesus Tinoco with his 7th save and 7 tries after giving up a leadoff blast to Luis Barrera in the bottom of the 9th. A strikeout, a groundout, and a strikeout in order, wrapping up his 7th save of the year. We played in 2 hours and 56 minutes tonight in front of a big crowd of 8,080 here on a Saturday. When we return for the Hatch House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll break it down in a little bit more depth. We'll take a look around the Pacific Coast League and the Oakland Athletics, and we'll set you up for tomorrow in the series finale. Hatch House of Go-Go postgame show when we return.
Strike 3, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and, recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
If you're not sleeping great, I'm not happy. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And our huge 4th of July sale will help you get great sleep and save money doing it. Save up to $500 on an amazing purple mattress sleep system. If that isn't enough, you can get up to a $300 free instant gift. And if that still isn't enough, get 15% off all purple accessories. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. So get great sleep and make me happy. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Fireworks continuing to go off in the background as we're back with the Hatch House of Go-Go postgame show. Matt Nevert joining you from Las Vegas Ballpark. The Aviators falling for the fourth straight game to the Round Rock Express. Round Rock has had their number, and a lot of it due to the starting pitching. Taylor Hearn leaves with a no decision, went 5 innings, fourth straight starting pitcher for Round Rock to go 5 or more innings. Hearn gave up 4 runs on 5 hits. Jack Cushing gave up 4 runs on 8 hits over 4 innings as well. The Aviators with 6 runs on 9 hits, stranding the bases loaded in the 6th, and Three home runs for the home side, not enough as they fall 8-6. It was a game with a lot of spread out offense. There was only two innings that featured no runs total between the two sides. It was the second and the sixth. It was a 1-1 tie after the first inning. Adermis Garcia sacrificed flies, driving in Luis Pereira from third, matching the run in the top of the first inning for Round Rock. After the Express scored two in the third on a Josh Saleh home run, the Aviators would respond in the fourth with a home run of their own by Matt Davidson. Two runs in the fifth, plated on RBIs from Christian Pache on a double and Dermis Garcia on a single. Shea Langeliers with a seventh inning home run to tie it at five, and that's really where it got interesting, because in the eighth it was Garrett Acton giving up a line drive single the other way. Nash Knight led it off with a single. Doro and Kruger then struck out. Bubba Thompson made a little ground ball back up the middle that Kevin Smith was able to glove, but the throw to first was late and up the line. It got past McKinney and advanced Knight to third, and that's big because with two outs and two on, Ezekiel Duran looked like he hit a routine pop-up to right center field. But instead, it was off the glove of Christian Pache, and two runs scored. It was a deficit the Aviators would not be able to make up. Another run tacked on in the top of the ninth inning. After Brian Howard walked three in a row, Elio Hernandez was the second of those three walks. He walked, stole second when Saleh was thrown out ahead of him, reached third on a throwing error as Shea Langeliers tried to throw him out at second, and then a wild pitch on ball four to Nash Knight plated the final run of the game for the Express. The aforementioned Luis Pereira home run to straightaway right field in the ninth, not able to be backed up with Pache, Langeliers, and Garcia recording three putouts behind him. And the 8-6 loss moves the Aviators to 42-34 on the campaign. When we return to the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show, we'll take a look around the Pacific Coast League. We'll keep an eye on second place Reno, and we'll take a look at the Oakland Athletics. All that and more coming up on the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
With the fireworks show now concluded, that never back at you from Las Vegas Ballpark here on our Hash House of Go-Go post-game show. Aviators falling 8-6 tonight. Reno 10-9 winners over Sacramento. What a game and what an ending. With Reno plating five runs in the top of the ninth inning, they entered into the eighth trailing 9-4. They scored a single run in the eighth, five in the top of the ninth. And with the win, the Aviators lead in first place in the PCL West drops to just 2.5 games. Elsewhere, a suspended game in El Paso, unable to get it going after rain, took over in the bottom of the fifth inning in Southwest Texas. Oklahoma City and El Paso tied at four. They will resume the game tomorrow before their regularly scheduled contest. A 1.5 doubleheader, if you will. Albuquerque, 9-3 winners over Sugar Land, plating 3 runs in the 6th, 4 runs in the 7th, and a final run in the 8th inning. And Salt Lake and Tacoma went to 10 innings. Tacoma, 5-4 walk-off winners at home over the Salt Lake Bees. The Oakland Athletics were walked off today. They were led 1-0 with Vimael Machin getting a start and getting a base hit. But it was Justin Upton in the bottom of the 8th inning with a pinch hit solo home run and an Abraham Toro RBI single to walk it off as the Mariners won over the Athletics earlier this afternoon in the Pacific Northwest by a 2-1 score. When we return to Las Vegas Ballpark for one final time on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll give our final thoughts and we'll take a look at tomorrow where the Aviators will try to get off the schneid, losers of 4 straight against the Round Rock Express. Hash House of Go-Go postgame show concludes when we return.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're very welcome.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Las Vegas, 8-6 losers against Round Rock tonight. Overall record drops to 42-34 with Reno winning and an improbable comeback in Sacramento tonight. The advantage in first place in the PCL West drops to just 2.5 games. The Aviators now 25-16 at home. Round Rock moves to 22-16 on the road. Second best record on the road in the PCL gets one game better. The Express moving up to 41-36. Final game of this split six-game series with the Aviators winning 1-3 at Round Rock. Best they can hope for is 1-3 at home after dropping last night by a 5-3 score. An 8-6 loss tonight gives them their second straight two-run defeat. It'll be a 6:05 Pacific first pitch, 6:05 first pitch between the left-hander Zach Logue and the left-hander Cole Reagans. Now, this was the starting pitching matchup on Tuesday, and it was Logue out-dueling the top 30 prospect, Cole Reagans. Logue went 6 2/3 innings, giving up a run on 5 hits and an Aviators 6-1 win. They'll hope to win the 2 games that Logue tosses in this series. It was the first one in Round Rock. It'll be the final one in Las Vegas tomorrow. As left-hander Logue comes in 3-1 with a 4.89 ERA. Left-hander Reagans 1-1 with a 1.59 ERA. Even with the loss in the last game, Reagan's still with great, great numbers on the year. Again, a 6:05 first pitch, 5:50, the pregame show here on the West Coast. I'll be with you from Las Vegas Ballpark. This is Matt Neverett signing off from Las Vegas Ballpark with the Aviators falling 8-6 tonight. Back at it again, 6:05 first pitch tomorrow in the final game of 6 against Round Rock on July 3rd. Postgame fireworks extravaganza. We'll catch you then. Until then, so long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Them controlling the market. I don't know that I like that.
No, and it's kind of weird because what if you decide, you know, sometimes people lease a car because they're like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. But after 3 years, they say, I love this car. I want to keep it. Now, all of a sudden, you tell them you can't keep your car. You have to give it back and go find another one.
Yeah, and that's kind of hinky
I'm
there.
Curious, but maybe there's an overall plan that we're not certain of or we haven't heard about yet. Like, to me, it would be cool if Ford says, okay, you can lease your car, but when we take it back, we're taking it back because we're going to upgrade the battery or whatever and make it the newer version for, say, it's a 2020 car. Now you turn it back in 2023. Hey, we're going to upgrade it with some of the battery technology that we have in 2023. To me, that would be pretty cool, and then I could understand why you're giving it back. But
yeah,
it's kind of forcing you into another vehicle, and I don't know if it's going to keep you in the Ford family that way.
I don't know, but then it says this is just a couple days after they told the dealers that the dealers can put language in the sales agreement on the F-150 Lightnings preventing the buyer from selling it in less than a year after buying it. So the Lightning, which is an all electric vehicle, so if you buy one of these, okay, you can't sell it for a year.
This is not the first time that Ford's done this language in a car before on the Ford GT, which is, of course, a very a higher-end car.
Right.
You know, it's in the $450,000 range. They were telling people that you can't sell these cars for profit for a year. So you had to keep the car for a year. And I wonder if there is some general verbiage or wording that says for profit, like, hey, I needed to get a new job. I needed to move. I have to sell this car. You know, you can't stop someone from doing something like that. But maybe you can stop them from making $60,000 by